Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
9.9 million Americans misused prescription drugs, with most of the prescription drugs coming from family and friends, often from medicine cabinets.
The National Prescription Drug Take Back Day addresses this serious public health and safety issue.
Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs
to the Reading City Hall, Saturday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For info, call 241-5958 or visit chemicalpeople.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
On the Makia Bryant shooting, this angle shows that Makia Bryant is lunging at another woman with a knife, and people are shouting about it. People are here's the video. Okay, she's shouting that she's going to stab somebody. She yells, "I'm going to effing kill you," as the cop attempts to de-escalate. Like, what? Is there possibly better evidence that the cop did the right thing here? Okay, but according to the media, remember, the cop can do the right thing, and it doesn't matter, because every bad thing in America that happens, if it happens to a black person, is an element of systemic racism. Right? Everything is attributable to the system, because the goal here is not to make life better for people. The goal here is to tear down the systems. The same systems, by the way, that have provided for more freedom and more security in the past half century than black people have anywhere else on planet Earth. America is an incredible place for black people to live. It is better than virtually all other places on planet Earth. By polling data, America is one of the least racist countries on Earth. Black household income is higher in the United States than it is anywhere else on planet Earth. This notion that America is some sort of hellscape for black Americans compared with other countries on Earth is completely evidence-free. But that is the proposal, that all of America's institutions are terrible, and that every bad thing that happens to a black person or for which a black person is responsible is attributable generally to the system at large. It's more of this in just 1 second. First, you need great sleep. Here's the thing. If you're sleeping on a mattress that you just got at a mattress store, why? So many things in our life have been personalized for us. Sometimes clothing. Your coffee, like a lot of things that you deal with on a daily basis, are personalized just for you. Why not your mattress, which you're spending hours a day on? Check out HelixSleep.com right now. Why? Well, because they have a one-of-a-kind sleep quiz, and they use that quiz to personalize a mattress just for you. If you like a mattress that's really soft or firm, if you sleep on your side, your back, your stomach, if you sleep really hot, with Helix, there's a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique taste, like moi. Just go to HelixSleep.com/Shapiro. They will match you to a mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. I sleep on a Helix mattress. You don't need to take my word for it. Helix is rated best mattress of 2019 by both GQ and Wired magazine. In fact, Helix Sleep is so great, I sent my sister a Helix Sleep mattress for her wedding. I mean, it's that good a product. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off their mattress orders. Get up to $200 off at HelixSleep.com/Shapiro. Helix has a 10-year warranty. You get to try out for 100 nights risk-free, so you really have nothing to lose. Check them out right now, HelixSleep.com/Shapiro, for $200 off. As I talked about a little bit earlier this week, this is the soft bigotry of low expectations. It's not. It's just the hard bigotry of no expectations. In a free country where the law applies, black people apparently have no agency at all and are not to be held responsible for their actions in any way, which is why you end up with articles in the Washington Post talking about she didn't even have a chance to live her life. This is all about the system. Makia Bryant beams at her mother in a TikTok clip, then throws her arms around her neck. As Beyonce's Dance for You plays in the background, the team lip syncs the lyrics, "I'ma take this time to show you how much you mean to me, because you are all I need." It's an intimate moment between mother and daughter, who are working hard to reunite after Bryant was placed in foster care, family members said. They had a close bond, said Don Bryant, a cousin of Makia's mother. Makia was just an all-around good person. On Tuesday, 16-year-old Bryant was fatally shot by a Columbus police officer responding to a call for help at her foster home in the city's southeast. Body camera footage released by police shows Bryant swinging what appears to be a knife at two people during an altercation outside the property before an officer arrives and fires four shots at her torso. On Thursday, family members struggled to make sense of the killing, at least the third fatal shooting by Columbus police this year. Okay, but how many of those were justified? Do we have the details on any of those? Because this one was a justified shoot. Don Bryant said he had a hard time recognizing the teen seen in the police video lunging at others. He doesn't condone any violence, but called the officer's decision to open fire disproportionate. There are other disengagement techniques police could have used here, said Bryant, who has served on the Mansfield, Ohio City Council. I'm a supporter of police as former city councilor. I understood their moves, their tactics, what they do. I just don't understand what happened here. You don't understand what happened here? I mean, it seems pretty clear what happened here since it's, you know, on tape from several different angles. The entire media coverage here is angled toward ignoring the actual circumstances of the case. Officials identified the officer who fired the shots as Nicholas Reardon and said he had been taken off street duty while the investigation proceeds. Reardon, 23, appears to be the son of a retired Columbus police sergeant named Ted Reardon, an Air Force veteran and longtime basic training instructor at the department's training academy. When Ted Reardon retired last year, the department posted a tribute video. Nicholas Reardon was a high school wrestler at Columbus's Bishop Watterson High School. The wrestling team's Twitter feed showed him posing with his dad as a senior in 2016. He joined the Columbus PD in December 2019. The shooting immediately ignited debate about whether deadly force was warranted. Okay, well, that debate ignited because the Biden administration jumped on this to suggest that the shooting was wrong, and again, emblematic of white systemic racism. But I'll tell you what it really was emblematic of, more than anything else. How many of these cases are parents really deeply involved with the people who end up shot by the police? Seriously, are we allowed to ask that question? Because we have on tape Makia Bryant's mother giving tearful interviews. But Makia Bryant was in a foster home when she attacked another girl with a knife. Where was Makia Bryant's mother then? Here's Makia Bryant's mother on CNN.
My heart is really broken right now because I miss my baby, to be honest. I miss already. And it's really hard for me. I haven't eaten. And I can't eat because I miss my baby. I had a beautiful baby. She was taken from me.
Okay, your heart goes out for the mother. At the same time, where was mom? Makia Bryant was in a foster home. Where was mom? Adam Toledo was shot in Chicago. Again, a justified shooting. It was treated by the media as an unjustified shooting, the Adam Toledo shooting. Where were Adam Toledo's parents? Adam Toledo had been missing for two nights. He's a 13-year-old boy on the streets. He had joined the Latin Kings, which is a gang in Chicago. He just gotten a tattoo to that effect, and he was shooting weaponry at cars. Where were his parents? You want to talk about alleviating problems? Why don't we start with some of the roots of the problems rather than blaming the people who are charged with basically putting a Band-Aid on criminality by attempting to stop the criminals? But again, you can't talk about that, because if you talk about that, then it devolves to personal responsibility. And the left has suggested black people have no agency in America. It is the hard bigotry of no expectations. If there is a bad situation, then we're just supposed to expect that there will be widespread riots. If there is a black girl who tries to stab another black girl with a knife, she has no responsibility for those actions. Nor do we care. Only if the cop shows up to stop it do we care, because that's emblematic of systemic racism. This is what Ibram Kendi says. It's Ibram Kendi, who is just a grifter and a race baiter and a person with terrible, awful, horrible ideas. He's a tyrant. Here he is on CNN with Breonna Keeler talking about how the cops should never have done this.
When I look at that video, I asked myself, if that would have been a 16-year-old white girl in a wealthy suburban neighborhood, would the police officer have sought to disarm this girl? Would the police officer sought to talk her down? Would the police officer would have used lethal force? And it's hard for me to believe that that would have happened. It's hard to me to believe that that officer would not have responded differently for a different girl in a different community.
Okay, we'll get to the details of what exactly he means by all of that, because it is wrong in about seven different ways. But first, let us talk about the fact that if you're a responsible human being, you got to make sure your family is taken care of in case, God forbid, something should happen to you. This is why responsible people have life insurance. But it can be hard to find the right life insurance program. A lot of people do it via word of mouth. That's not the best way to do life insurance. Instead, check out PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius can help you compare top insurers in one place and save 50% or more on life insurance. Once you find your best option, the PolicyGenius team sets up your new policy for you and answers any questions you have along the way. You can feel good knowing your family has financial protection. Getting started is super simple. First, head on over to PolicyGenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need, you can compare quotes, and find your best price. Since their licensed agents work for you, not the insurance companies, there's no hassle. If you hit any speed bumps during the application process, Policy Genius will take care of everything for you. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across thousands of reviews on Trustpilot and Google. The best part? All the benefits of Policy Genius are totally free to use. That's the comparison tool, the handling of the paperwork, the unbiased advice. Policy Genius can promise you're not going to leave their website feeling foolish. You could save 50% or more by comparing life insurance quotes. Feel good. Knowing if something happens, your loved ones will be taken care of. Go to PolicyGenius.com to get started. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice and important to get it right. Alrighty, so you just heard Ibram X. Kendi say that Makia Bryant would still be alive if she were white. We will debunk this stupid, idiotic thought in 1 second. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of 5-star reviews and an A+ on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Ibram X. Kendi is a grifter par excellence, and Ibram X. Kendi says that if Makia Bryant had been an upper-class white girl attacking another girl with a knife, she would have lived. There are many problems with this particularly stupid statement. The notion that a police officer even would have had time to talk to Makia Bryant belies the facts. There's a grand total between the time the officer arrives, he steps out of his car, he says, what's going on? Between that time and the shoot is 9 seconds. 9 seconds. You think of that, what was he supposed to do? Get out of the van and ask Makia Bryant about the trouble she's experiencing in her life? Or, you know, stop her from stabbing the other girl in the neck? Under all circumstances, if a cop shows up and somebody is wielding a knife at another person about to stab them, the cop will shoot them. You think the cop went through the cop's head? Well, I mean, she's black, got to take her down. No evidence to that effect at all. So Ibram Kendi is just a liar, and he is slandering that police officer as a racist. Right, so that is number one. Number two, the broader question that Ibram Kendi is asking is wrong. The question is not, would a police officer have shot an upper-income white person doing this to another upper-income white person? The answer is pretty obviously yes, again, because you have a 9-second gap in which to make the decision to stop somebody trying to stab the other person. The real question is, in what neighborhoods are these crimes tending to take place? And what sort of cultural decisions have to be made to stop those crimes from taking place in the first place? Because the underlying lie that is being told is that everyone is equally likely to try to stab each other with a knife, and this is untrue. This is how you come up with the idiocy from the left, that if the police officers shoot a disproportionate number of black suspects, this is because the police are racist, as opposed to looking at the underlying levels of criminal activity. That doesn't mean that race has anything to do with your criminal level of activity. It does mean that crime is not equally distributed per capita among the races. White people commit more crimes than Asian people per capita. Hispanic people commit more crimes than Asian people, than white people and Asian people per capita, and black folks commit more violent crimes per capita than Hispanic folks and white folks and Asian folks. Okay, those are just basic stats. That's not racist, and that has nothing to say about race as the causative factor, because race isn't the causative factor. But because Ibram Kendi thinks that race is always the causative factor, he believes that no matter what other explanatory causal factors are there, ranging from single motherhood to poverty to ingrained generations of deep-seated racism going back several generations, right? This is the case that Thomas Sowell makes. He says there are higher levels of violent crime in the black community because there's sort of embedded codes of honor from the American South there and a systemic lack of policing for decades that led to higher rates of crime in the black community over the course of a century. Okay, but instead of going there, he just goes to, it must be that the white police officer is a racist and it's his implicit bias, and if this had been a white person, he wouldn't have shot them. That is shallow. It's ridiculous. And of course, it is racist because it says that all white police officers are implicitly biased, and any police officer who shoots a black suspect about to kill somebody is in fact a racist. Meanwhile, you have Ilhan Omar doing the same routine. She was speaking at the funeral of Daunte Wright. Again, if you believe that these things aren't political, you got to wonder. I mean, Ilhan Omar is not, as far as I'm aware, was not friends with the Daunte Wright family or with Daunte Wright. I'm unaware of any prior relationship. She's a congresswoman who showed up to rip on America and suggest that the police department in her city is endemically racist. Again, based on no evidence, because the Daunte Wright shooting is not a racist shooting. We have it on tape. The police officer, a 26-year veteran of the force, shouts, "Taser, taser, taser," shoots Daunte Wright with a gun by accident, and then says, "Oh my God, I shot him." It is the clearest case of accident using a taser, using a gun instead of a taser, that it is possible to imagine, and yet it is being treated as a racist shooting. Because again, whether it's Derek Chauvin, or whether it is the Adam Toledo case, or whether it is Daunte Wright, or whether it is Makia Bryant, it does not matter. The charge that is levied against, that is leveled against these officers is not one that they even bothered to substantiate with evidence. It is that they are racist because the system is racist. So here's Ilhan Omar doing that routine.
Joyce Beatty was going to be here and speak on our behalf as the chairwoman of our caucus. But just like we've been visited by tragedy here in Minnesota often, she, in Columbus, Ohio, was visited by a tragedy of a young woman whose life was taken by Columbus police.
Okay, but that, why don't you just miss the entire story there? On purpose. Right, Joy Reid, again, when you talk about the bigotry of no expectations, it seems like there should be a fairly widespread expectation that people try not to stab each other. Is that unreasonable? That people should probably try not to stab each other? And that we should actually have, a realistic expectation that people shouldn't try to stab each other. But according to Joy Reid, knife fights happen all the time. All the time! Remember your childhood? Remember how many knife fights you were in? You know, like every other day? In fact, my kids are getting older. It's time for me to get them the children's book, My First Knife Fight, because they have to get ready for their teenage years. Here's Joy Reid on MSNBC, creating the hard bigotry of no expectations.
As you look at the circumstances of this, can you just walk us through how police should act in a case like this? Because, you know, I was saying on my Instagram earlier, I remember fights in even high school or even younger than that where a kid brought a penknife or something to school and teachers were able to defuse that and they didn't have guns. So what do you make of the, 10, 20 seconds this officer took before he opened fire on this little girl?
Opened fire on this little girl. You know, I remember my childhood lots of, yeah, it was great. It was great. Now, I would love to see a statistical analysis of how many people, when they are lunging a foot from somebody with a knife, how the defusing went. Alrighty, coming up, the Democrats. Not big fans of the cops? Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, who presided over Newark as mayor, one of the most violent cities in America. He has some words on the Mickey O'Brien shooting. It's the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Sholisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor.
For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
So if they're going to ban traffic stops to reduce racial disparities, if they really, really want to reduce racial disparities in crime statistics, they just should stop arresting people for murder. Really, I mean, it would reduce the racial disparities in the crime statistics. Because, unfortunately, a disproportionate number of murders in the United States are committed by young black men. So if you really want to reduce the disparities, then really any crime that is not equally committed by a percentage of the population should not be policed. That seems like the best way to handle all of this. That is just a genius way of handling crime there from Jesse Aragon. We're going to look to the statistical outcome of arrest, not who commits the crimes. We're just going to say any crime that is disproportionately committed by a percentage of the population and the police react to it, we're just going to stop policing that crime. By the way, this is what's been happening all over California already. I mean, the police have already stopped enforcing the law at a low level, and you've seen cities just collapse. I mean, San Francisco is a trash heap. L.A. is a trash heap, and it's going to get a whole hell of a lot worse. So prepare yourself. If you're in a big city, prepare. You're about to see an outflow from big cities like you've never seen. And honest to God, if Republicans are stupid enough to go along with the Democratic agenda, their anti-police agenda that will end with more dead black people particularly, I can't think of anything more systemically racist. I can think of two things that are very systemically racist that are being pushed by the media and the Democrats. One is the bigotry of no expectations, right? Which is that black people can't be expected not to commit crimes. Therefore, we will stop policing for crimes and blame the cops. And two is, why don't we remove the cops from black neighborhoods, make it impossible for them to police? That is a policy specifically designed at allowing black people to die. But the media don't care and the Democrats don't care. Because, of course, the idea is all the institutions of America are just like the police. It's not just the cops. The cops are just the most obvious and the most inflammatory edge of America's racist system. This is why you have Nicole Hannah-Jones saying that America's police are like the racist slave patrols. She said that America's policing gets its start in slave patrols. That is just a lie. It is a historical lie. Policing began in Great Britain in like the 17th century with Robert Peel. That is why policemen were called bobbies, right? Because policing is centuries old. What, she thinks there were no police before the Civil War? She thinks that policing now is the same as slave. See, here's the thing about slave patrols. Note to the de facto editor of the New York Times, Nicole Hannah-Jones. The thing about slave patrols is that was a group of evil people rounding up innocent black people who are wrongfully enslaved. The police today are rounding up people who are committing acts of criminal activity. If you're equating innocent slaves who are held in bondage by dint of their skin color with criminals who are committing crimes largely against other members of their same race? You're a moral idiot. But we already know that Nicole Hannah-Jones is a moral idiot, so that's not a big shock. Now, when I say that the left has decided that all elements of American life are systemically racist, they can use this argument to apply to anything. The beauty of the term systemically racist, it's like the term social justice. When you say some of these terms, people only hear one of the operative words. So when you say systemic justice, people just hear justice. They don't hear social justice. They don't hear racial justice. They just hear justice. Oh, justice means justice, right? That means that people get what they deserve. When you say racial justice, that means that individuals should not get what they deserve. Instead, they should get what their race deserves. That's what racial justice is, right? Social justice means that you should not get individual justice. You should get what your social class requires you to get. That's what social justice is. Environmental justice. Justice is a word that should not require a modifier. As soon as you put a modifier, it changes the entire meaning of the term. The same thing is true of racism. Racism means believing that someone is inferior or that you are superior based on race. Right? That is racism. Textbook racism. You don't need a modifier. Once you add systemic, you have now transformed the entire argument. Because now the argument is not that somebody is discriminating against somebody else based on the color of their skin. Now you're arguing you don't have to show any evidence of that. Any system at all that ends with the disparity must in fact be racist without intent, without any argument over as to superiority or inferiority of particular races. The system itself is racist, which means it must be torn down. You're just using the word racist to modify what is the actual operative word. For the left, the actual operative word is always the first word. Racial justice. Social justice. Justice doesn't matter in that term. When they say systemic racism, the racism part is the part that really doesn't matter in that phrase for the left. It's just systemic, meaning they want to tear down the systems. Perfectly obvious example of this today is the Democrats are moving to make Washington, D.C. its own state. Now, in a second, I'll explain how they're legally doing this, because normally you would think, okay, well, if you want to make Washington, D.C. its own state, you actually have to alter the Constitution of the United States, since it is an actual express provision in the Constitution of the United States that there be an independent district for the federal government to be seated so that states cannot control the federal government, right? We've talked about this. It's in the Federalist Papers. It's in the Constitution. Normally, that would require a constitutional amendment. Democrats feel they have found a way around this, and they're going to shout that you are racist if you oppose them. I'll explain how ridiculous this is in just one moment first. How did you choose which internet service provider to use? The sad thing is, most of us really don't have a choice because ISPs operate like monopolies where they serve. They then use that monopoly power to take advantage of customers. Data caps, streaming throttles, the list goes on. Worst of all, many ISPs will log your internet activity and then sell the data to other big tech companies or advertisers. To prevent ISPs from seeing my internet activity, I protect all my devices with ExpressVPN. So, what exactly is ExpressVPN? It's a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so your ISP can't see any of your activity. Just think about how much of your life is on the internet. Sadly, the list of people you've messaged, sites you've visited, videos you've watched, gets tracked by tech giants who can then sell your information for profit. That's the reason I recommend ExpressVPN as the best way to hide your online activity from your ISP. You just download the app, tap one button on your device, and now you're protected. ExpressVPN does all of this without slowing your connection. That's why it's rated the number one VPN service by CNET and Wired. So, stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself with the VPN I trust to keep me private online. ExpressVPN.com/Ben. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben to get an extra 3 months for free. Alrighty, so the Democrats are trying to use the term systemic racism to force through a change that would basically add to Democratic senators for perpetuity. That's the goal. It is perfectly obvious this is what they are attempting to do. So, how are they doing this? So constitutionally speaking, there has to be a federal district. That federal district has historically been Washington, D.C., and there are lots of people who live within Washington, D.C. So what Democrats are trying to do now is they've passed a bill. It passed 216 to 210 with all the Democrats voting in favor and all the Republicans voting against. And that bill basically would take the area that is directly outside of the federal buildings and then it would carve it off and call it its own state. Now, that's perfectly ridiculous. It's perfectly ridiculous because if you wanted that area to be incorporated into a state, you could totally do that. I have a counter proposal. Why don't we just take those areas and we will then encompass them in either Virginia or Maryland? Simple. Done. Now you have senators. Congratulations. But no, Democrats want the people of Washington, D.C. to have their own senator. In fact, why don't they do this everywhere? They should probably just say Chicago. It really isn't like the rest of Illinois. So Chicago is going to be its own state with its own senators now. California has so many different areas. Why don't we just make L.A. its own actual state? Okay, that's exactly what they're doing. They're basically saying, okay, we don't have to change the Constitution so long as we leave these federal buildings in their own federal district. But all the people who are living in that surrounding area, who've been living there for, you know, generations, all of those people are now going to have their own state as opposed to being encompassed in Maryland or Virginia. Again, the Washington, D.C. district was designed specifically to be a federal district. If you don't want to live in a place that doesn't have senators, fare thee well. Virginia is just across that river, and Maryland is just a little bit the other way. But that's not what Democrats are doing. And they have a rationale for why you must not oppose them. Wait for it, wait for it. It's because you're racist. You see that one coming? You didn't see it coming, did you? The whole reason they say that Washington, D.C. exists as a place with no senators is because of racism. Now, that's absurd on its face. It's ridiculous. Washington, D.C. was established when black people weren't even allowed to vote anywhere in the United States, essentially. So why would, so racism obviously was not the deciding factor in creating Washington, D.C. Okay, because that terrible rule about black people not voting applied everywhere. So obviously if you're creating a federal district, it's not about whether black people are going to have senators, because black people at the time couldn't have senators anywhere. So it wasn't about making a racist district where black people couldn't have senators. And now you're trying to retcon the entire story in order to make it an outgrowth of racial animus, but it wasn't. So Nancy Pelosi says that D.C. statehood is in her DNA. She's got a lot of weird crap in her DNA if D.C. statehood is there. A lot of weird things happening in Nancy Pelosi's DNA. Here was the addled Speaker of the House. Can we have, like, a leadership class that isn't addled? That'd be nice. And seriously, so many addled people at the top of our leadership structures. It's pretty impressive. Here's the lady who says that she's grateful that George Floyd died, and thank you for your sacrifice, George. Here's Nancy Pelosi, a completely addled human being, talking about how D.C. statehood is in her DNA along with a bunch of other weird crap.
District of Columbia statehood is in my DNA. This is a picture of my father and the First Lady, Eleanor Roosevelt. It was the first time he had a hearing as the chair of the District of Columbia Appropriations Subcommittee. As chair of that committee, he was known as the unofficial mayor of Washington because, sadly, the Congress had so much say over the what happened in the District of Columbia. He did not support that. He was all for home rule and what would come after that.
Okay, so in other words, actually, D.C. statehood is not in her DNA because her dad basically was in charge of the appropriations for D.C. from the position in Congress. So, no. But, you know, D.C. statehood is really all about racism. Joe Biden is going to be fighting for D.C. statehood. Remember when that guy was a moderate? Remember that lie that they told you all last year so that you wouldn't vote for Trump? Remember that? The whole thing was that Joe Biden was going to be a moderate, stabilizing force in America. Well, in the last week or so, we've had Joe Biden endorse a verdict in a criminal case. We've had Joe Biden suggest that that criminal case, which had nothing to do with racism, was deeply indicative of systemic racism across the United States. We've had the Biden administration try to cram down particular settlements on police departments. We've had the Biden administration trying to force religious doctors into performing transgender surgeries. Remember all the moderation that was going to happen? Yeah, it was a lie. And if you believed it, you made a large-scale error. Here's Jen Psaki saying that Joe Biden is going to fight for D.C. statehood.
President Biden strongly supports D.C. statehood, and our administration will work with Congress to get it passed. We put out a statement of administration policy in strong support of H.R. 51 just this morning. His view is that the denial of voting representation in Congress and local self-government to the 712,000 residents of our nation's capital violates two of our nation's founding principles, no taxation without representation and consent of the governed, and he will continue to advocate for this passing.
Now, frankly, I think the fact that Northern California hasn't been given its own state along with Southern Oregon probably violates those two provisions. And to say that violates those two provisions is to say that anybody anywhere who feels non-represented by the government under which they live is somehow being deprived of that right. I promise you, all the Republicans who live in California, which, by the way, has most Republicans living anywhere in America, live in California, those people feel pretty non-represented over there. Probably they deserve their own state. Probably they're being deprived of their constitutional rights by the same exact argument. So idiotic. Because if it's really just about they don't get to vote for senator on their ballot, good news. We can just encompass the entire area you're talking about in Maryland or Virginia, then they get to vote for their senator. But you don't want that. You don't want that because all that would mean is the same exact number of Democratic senators. Mondaire Jones, Democrat of New York, here's what he had to say about this. He says, I have had enough of my colleagues' racist insinuations that somehow the people of Washington, D.C. are incapable or even unworthy of our democracy. One Senate Republican said that the D.C. would not be a well-rounded working-class state. I have no idea there were so many syllables in the word white. One of my House Republican colleagues said D.C. shouldn't be a state because the district doesn't have a landfill. My goodness, with all the racist trash my colleagues have brought to this debate, I can see why they're worried about having a place to put it in. The truth is there's no good faith argument for disenfranchising over 700,000 people, most of whom are people of color. Okay, here's the deal. Again, you want to enfranchise all those people? They can vote in Maryland. They can vote in Virginia. I'm perfectly happy with taking the exact territory you're talking about and just handing it to Virginia or Maryland. But you guys don't want to do that because there is an obvious game being played here. You want two Democratic senators. Systemic racism is just...
It's the Ramsey Show. Talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
.com/Ben, Bambi.com/Ben. Right now, schedule that free HR audit and get all of your HR issues shored up. Bambi.com/Ben. Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden, that dude is a lucky son of a gun. I mean, he is inheriting economic growth. He is inheriting a vaccine program that works. And now he's just going to get to completely destroy the economy. But he knows that it won't completely collapse because the economy is naturally recovering. We'll get to the calculus in Joe Biden's addled mind in 1 second. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Science is not an opinion. People come before pipelines. It's not too late to act on climate. At Earth Justice, we hold these beliefs to be self-evident. We're a national legal nonprofit fighting for your right to a healthy environment. Our 150-plus lawyers represent clients free of charge because now, more than ever, the Earth needs a good lawyer. If you believe what we believe, go to earthjustice.org today.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint. All is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden is basically riding the wave of the natural economic recovery about to occur. And while he rides that wave, he's just going to saddle the American economy with back-breaking garbage. He's pushing forward a massive bevy of new taxes. He is now looking for an incredible increase on the capital gains tax. Okay, the capital gains tax that he's now pushing drove the market really far down at open today. The market took a look at what Joe Biden was proposing and dropped precipitously. The market yesterday, before he announced this, was at like 34,000, the Dow Jones. It immediately dropped all the way down to 33,700. Okay, so it dropped about 500 points immediately upon all of that happening. Why? Because it turns out that Joe Biden is the luckiest son of a gun. He takes office amid a vaccination campaign that he did not initiate and really had nothing to do with promulgating. And he gets to claim credit for it. And he takes office amid a natural upswing in the economy that's going to happen because the downswing in the economy was completely artificially caused by COVID and government policy surrounding COVID. So he gets to just float on the tsunami of economic growth that's going to happen naturally as a result of COVID ending. So his plan is, I'm going to surf on that tsunami of economic growth. But what I'm gradually going to do is I'm just going to keep piling on depressors to the economy. According to the New York Post, Joe Biden will propose doubling the top capital gains tax rate on investments like stocks and real estate, according to a new report that sent stocks reeling on Thursday. Get ready for Bitcoin to boom, gang. Seriously, as a person who invests a lot in stocks and real estate, I guarantee you, if you double the capital gains tax on that, but there ain't no capital gains on Bitcoin, guess what I'm going to buy a crap load of? It ain't going to be stocks and real estate. And by the way, you know who gets hurt by that? All the people who are not in the top tax brackets who have invested in their 401k. The stock market will decline. If you tax people at twice their normal rate, do you think they will put their money there? It means they have to outpace their gains by 50% just to make the same amount of money. Bloomberg News reported that the new top capital gains tax rate would increase from 20% to 39.6% on income over $1 million. That, coupled with an existing surtax on investment income, means federal rates for investors could be as high as 43.4%. For million-dollar earners in high-tax states who are heavily and well overrepresented in the stock market, rates on capital gains tax could wind up higher than 50%. For New Yorkers, the capital gains tax rate could be as high as 52.2%. For Californians, it could be 57%. The leak of the plan prompted investors to unload stocks on Thursday. The DJIA lost nearly 1% of its value. The idea may be included in Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure bill because wrecking the stock market is infrastructure. Everything's infrastructure. That piece of wood I bought from Home Depot yesterday, that's infrastructure. The infrastructure plan was expected to include capital gains tax hikes, so they roughly match tax rates for ordinary income. The details were not included in initial White House blueprints for the sprawling package. I wonder why. Because if they had been, all of the financial gurus who've been backing Biden's plan, maybe they wouldn't have been quite so sanguine. It turns out all the corporate idiots who've been backing Joe Biden's moronic economic plans, they would have been like, oh, you mean our stock's going to decline by 35%? Yeah, not super into it. Conservative advocates previously argued for capital gains taxes to be lowered by pegging gains to inflation, saying doing so could unleash a real estate boom by lessening the cost of large financial transactions. Donald Trump said he didn't want to do that because it would disproportionately benefit the wealthy. So, great. Joe Biden is going to wreck the S&P 500. He's going to wreck the stock market. And this notion, by the way, that only rich people are invested in the stock market is a lie. Disproportionately, rich people are invested in the stock market. But a huge, more than 50% of Americans hold stocks. And if you have a 401k, you're in the stock market too. And so these are ruinous taxes. Joe Biden is pushing those. Not only that, Joe Biden is going to pile on huge environmental regulations. According to the New York Times, Joe Biden wants to slash emissions. The New York Times says success would mean a very different America. Yeah, no kidding. Experts say the success would require rapid, sweeping changes to virtually every corner of the nation's economy, transforming the way Americans drive to work, heat their homes, and operate their factories. In several recent studies, researchers have explored what a future America might look like if it wants to achieve Biden's new climate goal, cutting the nation's planet-warming emissions at least 50%. More than half of new cars and SUVs sold to dealerships would need to be powered by electricity. Nearly all coal-fired power plants would need to be shut down. Forests would need to expand. The number of wind turbines and solar panels could quadruple. It's an enormous challenge, say these experts. And by the way, it would, of course, trigger massive blowback because it turns out that you want to radically increase the cost of living. So this is Joe Biden's plan. Man, if Republicans can't push back on this, I don't know what the hell they're doing in life. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. CDC voting to recommend resuming use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine.
10 in favor, 4 opposed, and 1 abstention. The motion carries. The Janssen COVID vaccine is recommended for persons under, 18 years of age and older in the U.S. population under the FDA's emergency use authorization.
Chairman Jose Romero, now of the 8 million people vaccinated before the U.S. suspended the J&J shot, health officials uncovered 15 cases of a highly unusual kind of blood clot. Meanwhile, an EU agency says people should get their second shot of the AstraZeneca vaccine rather than shun it over fears of, again, blood clots. Also at townhall.com, an EU agency says people should get that second shot.
The European Medicines Agency says citizens who've received a first dose of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine should get their second one too, despite the rare risk of blood clots that have been linked to the shot. In guidance, the EU drug regulator says people should continue to get a second AstraZeneca dose 4 to 12 weeks after their first one. The Amsterdam-based drug regulator said earlier this month that there was a possible link between the AstraZeneca vaccine and rare blood clotting disorders. But it said the benefits of getting the shots outweighed the risks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
House Ethics Committee says the South Carolina Democrat Jim Clyburn fined $5,000, that after Capitol Police reported that he apparently avoided being screened before entering the House chamber. In the meantime, the ethics panel says the lawmaker has decided to appeal that fine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Maryland's public higher education system will require students, faculty, and staff members returning to campus this fall all be vaccinated against COVID-19.
University System of Maryland Chancellor Jay Perman announced a decision in a statement. The announcement comes a day after the 10-campus University of California system and the 23-campus California State University system said they intend to require vaccines in the fall. That was the largest announcement of its kind in the American higher education system. The Maryland policy will allow appropriate exemptions for medical or religious reasons. Bob Agner reporting.
Continued trouble for airlines, a malware attack still affecting reservation systems at about 20 low-fare airlines around the world. Airlines use an American technology provider called Radix. The company says it noticed unusual activity in its reservations Tuesday and is still working to restore service. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. German auto company Daimler has had a strong rebound in the first quarter of the year.
Profits shot up to 4.4 billion euros from the same period a year ago. That was when the company had to shut down and conserve cash during the first phase of the pandemic and barely made a profit. Now the Stuttgart-based maker of Mercedes-Benz is riding the recovery of the global economy, particularly China.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. SpaceX has launched its third crew in less than a year for NASA, this time using a recycled rocket and capsule. A Falcon rocket carrying four astronauts blasted into orbit Friday morning from Kennedy's Space Center in Florida. On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials gaining 227 points, closing at 34,043. The NASDAQ was up 191, closing the week at 14,700. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Just, it was an incredible display of virtue signaling by a bunch of people who are not going to do anything and actually have no capacity to do anything, because if you actually wanted to tackle quote unquote global carbon emissions or global climate change, you'd have to get China and India on board, neither of whom have shown any real interest in getting on board in the first place, because why would they? They're busy competing with the United States in the economic sphere, and they have apparently more faith than we do that human beings will adapt to climate change over the course of the century. Meanwhile, we have a lot of virtue signaling, a lot of virtue signaling. Perhaps my favorite bit of virtue signaling is Katie Porter, the very popular Democratic congresswoman who said during this climate summit, she was talking about her daughter and how she apparently had emotionally crippled her daughter. So that's exciting stuff.
I just wanted to ask you one question. I have a 9-year-old daughter. I have 3 kids. And I told my 9-year-old daughter that I was going to be speaking with you. And I said, what do you think about the climate change? And she said, the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon. And I asked her how that made her feel, and she said it made her feel angry.
So, couple of things there, Katie Porter. One, she's asking this question to the now adult, so I can make fun of her, Greta Thunberg, who is an adult, so I can make fun of her. Those are the rules. I didn't make them. The rule was that when you trotted her out when she was a child, and then you said that she was the greatest, wisest Joan of Arc character in all of human history, and nobody could make fun of Greta Thunberg, because if you did, this meant that you were picking on a child. Well, now she is of the age of majority. She's 18 years old, and she's still trotting around as though she is a wunderkind child, lecturing the adults in the most obnoxious, high-handed tones humanly possible. So I can make fun of her as much as I want, because she's an adult now. And meanwhile, and you know what? I didn't pick her to make fun of. You guys did. You decided that you were going to make her an international figure and put her on the cover of Time magazine. So forgive me for criticizing a public figure, but she is, in fact, one of the most public figures in all of international life. Katie Porter, who is a middle-aged woman with 3 children, asking an 18-year-old girl whose great knowledge of global warming extends to, why won't the adults listen to me, is pretty ridiculous in and of itself. Then we get to what Katie Porter has to actually say about her 9-year-old daughter. If your child comes to you and says, quote, the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon, the proper answer to that is not, how does that make you feel? The proper answer is, that's not true. Because it's not true. The earth is not on fire. We are not all going to die soon. In all of human history, life expectancy has never been as long as life expectancy currently is. What Katie Porter should say to her 9-year-old daughter is, no, sweetheart, we're not all going to die soon. We are going to die in, by all available estimates, many decades. And the earth is not, in fact, on fire. In fact, the earth is currently habited by more human beings than have ever lived on earth at any one time in history. And yes, the climate will change over the course of the century, and we will take measures in order to adapt to that. And hopefully, as technology progresses, we will lessen the amount of carbon that we are putting into the atmosphere, and thus lower the curve in terms of temperature change. But to suggest to your 9-year-old daughter that she is correct in her assessment, that the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon, means that you are apocalyptically, emotionally crippling your own child to own the cons or something. It's just absurd. And so much of global warming talk from the left is this. It's this alarmist garbage, where Al Gore's like, the earth has a fever. The polar bears are melting. You're like, they don't melt. They don't, they're melting. The polar bears are melting. Like, what? So much of the... It's amazing. Now, behind closed doors, all of these same people will tell you exactly what I'm about to tell you. The Earth is warming. It's going to warm somewhere between 1.5 degrees Celsius and 4 degrees Celsius over the course of the next century, according to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Okay, so I'm using the estimates that they like to use. That's the UN body. Also, to mitigate that climate change below 1.5 degrees Celsius is economically and lifestyle-wise counterproductive. We would spend more money and more time and more effort preventing that amount of climate change than we would actually experiencing that amount of climate change, according to William Nordhaus, who just won the Nobel Prize in Economics. You can read his book, Climate Casino, for more on this particular subject. Also, most people on the left, behind closed doors, will admit that the huge majority of climate change is already baked into the cake. And even if we lower the curve, there is still going to be climate change that happens. In fact, even John Kerry is acknowledging that. John Kerry said, you know, net zero isn't enough. We're going to have to suck carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Well, if that's what you're saying, then maybe we should be pouring money into, you know, innovative technologies to suck the carbon out of the atmosphere, as opposed to focusing on the single greatest explosive resource for economic growth. And by the way, lifespan increasing in human history. Without carbon-based fuels, people die earlier. Carbon-based fuels are one of the great boons to humanity in the history of humankind. Maybe the greatest technological innovation in the history of humankind is the discovery of the amount of energy that you could actually garner from carbon-based fuels. If you want to know why developing countries are heavy emitters, it's because they are developing. And here is John basically admitting that all of the stuff he's talking about isn't going to accomplish what he needs. What you actually need is better technology. Correct. Here is John Kerry admitting what he's not supposed to admit.
Even if we get to net zero by 2050, even if we get there, we still have to suck carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. A lot of people don't focus on that. And that means we need the innovative technologies to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I noticed that we need those technologies to do that. But you never talk about adaptation. You only talk about mitigation. Mitigation would be, you know, shutting down the entire world economy so that John Kerry can feel good about himself and so that Greta Thunberg won't yell at you. But the actual way that you actually get out of this thing, if you care about it, is with technological innovation. By the way, all of the talk that you hear from the left about global carbon taxes, it ain't going to happen. So why don't you just put that one on the back burner, because it ain't going to happen, period, end of story. Okay, but the important thing, again, is the emotional manipulation. So Joe Biden was talking about this yesterday. He said we should have carbon emissions. We should have them. We should cut them in half. Here is the half-senile president of the United States.
By maintaining those investments and putting these people to work, the United States sets out on the road to cut greenhouse gases in half by the end of this decade. That's where we're headed as a nation. And that's what we can do if we take action to build an economy that's not only more prosperous, but healthier, fairer, and cleaner for the entire planet.
So a question on data. Could I have one iota of evidence, like any, that the economy that he is talking about, this green economy that he's talking about, will be more prosperous than, you know, the naturally occurring economy? Any evidence of that whatsoever? Or are you just going to spout that off? Now, what is this really about? It's about avoiding the scorn of Greta. Because we know this. Greta is disappointed in you. She's disappointed in you. If you don't want this now age of majority young woman lecturing you about what a terrible person you are, you must sacrifice economic growth. You must sacrifice life expectancy. You must sacrifice the way that you live. You have to spend more money. But at least that Nordic kid won't be pissed at you. And that's really the important thing. Because every night before I go to sleep, I think, is Greta disappointed in me? Forget about WWJD. It's IGT. Is Greta Thunberg? DIM. Is Greta Thunberg disappointed in me? That's the bracelet we all should be wearing. Because she is, in fact, a prophetess of our time. And we're going to listen to her words in just one second. We're so lucky to have her. And she's just, what an incredible source of insight and screaming. We're going to get to that in just one second. First, let's talk about the fact that if you are a responsible citizen, you need to make sure that your family is taken care of with life insurance you need. Protect your loved ones by getting life insurance with Policy Genius. Policy Genius can help you compare top insurers in one place, save 50% or more on life insurance. Once you find your best option, that Policy Genius team will set up your new policy for you and answer any questions you have along the way. You can feel good knowing your family has financial protection. Getting started is super simple. First, head on over to PolicyGenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need. You can compare quotes to find your best price. Since their licensed agents work for you, not the insurance companies, there's no hassle. If you hit any speed bumps during the application process, Policy Genius will take care of everything. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across thousands of reviews on Trustpilot and Google. The best part? All the benefits of Policy Genius, the comparison tool, handling of paperwork, the unbiased advice, totally free to use. Policy Genius can promise you won't leave their website feeling foolish. You could save 50% or more by comparing life insurance quotes. Feel good knowing if something happens, your loved ones will be taken care of. Go to PolicyGenius.com to get started. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice and quite important to get it right. Okay, so now, I present to you, and I feel like we're lucky to have this, footage of the most important not child on planet Earth. First of all, we know that children are our future. So when she was a child, we weren't allowed to mock Greta Thunberg, and we were very strict and meticulous about this rule. Even though I mock my own children pretty regularly on the program. Because it turns out you shouldn't listen to kids about pretty much anything. Because kids are famous for one thing and one thing only. Well, two. They're cute and they're dumb. That's the thing about kids. But Greta Thunberg was lecturing the adults. And that's very important for you to hear. She is the voice of the future. She's a time traveler, we were told by the media. Well, now this time traveler is of the age of majority. And she can still lecture the adults, even though she's now an adult. And so at some point, she should actually, you know, do something except for yelling at the adults. So here's Greta Thunberg. She's disappointed. I don't want to spoil it. She's disappointed in you, Greta. I mean, this face has written all over it disappointment. She's very, very, very disappointed in you. That's all that matters in life. Will you die with her disappointment on your conscience? Will you leave this earth knowing that Greta did not absolve you of your climate change sins? Here is Greta explaining that she is going to write about you in her diary or something. How bad you are. Like after you're dead. Here's Greta Thunberg getting all dark and weird.
You get away with it now, but sooner or later people are going to realize what you have been doing all this time. That's inevitable. You still have time to do the right thing and to save your legacies. But that window of time is not going to last for long. What happens then? We, the young people, are the ones who are going to write about you in the history books. We are the ones who get to decide how you will be remembered. So my advice for you is to choose wisely.
Choose wisely, or after you're dead, we'll come and spit on your grave. Why are you threatening me, lady? What? First of all, I'm not going to care. I'll be dead. Second of all, she's openly just threatening the adults. I'll write mean things about you after you die. If you don't do what I want you to do right now. Or I could just ignore you. Because I don't think you know what you're talking about, frankly. And I don't find you inspirational in any way. When young people yell at me about things they want, I treat them the same way that I treat all young people, including my own children who yell at me about things they want. I ignore them. But don't worry, she's a prophetess, I know. And I got to admit, every time she's on my screen, I feel more upset with myself. I feel really bad that, I drove here in a car as opposed to taking trebuchet. Just getting in that trebuchet and being launched. Dork. Greta's very disappointed in you. But by the way, her disappointment got even more robust So on the Greta Thunberg scale of disappointment, it goes from mildly disappointed to extreme robust anger. Right? That's the scale. So she went on here. She got more and more disappointed. So by the end of this, she was super disappointed in you. Like, she wasn't just disappointed in you. She was disgusted by you. Here is Greta Thunberg being an inspirational prophet, Jeremiah-like figure. Inspiring.
I'm not even going to explain why we need to make real drastic changes and dramatically lower our emissions in line with the overall current best available
science. Pause that for a second. I feel like she should explain that. Right? I'm not even going to explain why you should do what I want you to do. You're just going to do it. Like, well, I feel like before we sacrifice the entire American economy or make stupid deals that lower, you know, the global GDP and keep developing countries right where they are and crush third world countries, before we do any of that stuff, I feel like maybe you should explain. But she's not going to explain because she's the voice of the future. She has the wisdom and the innocence of the children, even though she's now 18, which is why I can make fun of her. So here's Greta Thunberg.
And with overall current best available science. It is the year 2021. The fact that we are still having this discussion, and even more that we are still subsidizing fossil fuels directly or indirectly using taxpayer money, is a disgrace. It is a clear proof that we have not understood the climate emergency at all.
And it's a disgrace. You're disgraceful. She's disappointed in you. So get ready to open up that wallet, because this now young woman is very disappointed in you. I didn't care about what she had to say when she was 15. I don't care what she has to say when she's 18. And until she starts presenting data to support her position that explains that her position is not outweighed by, you know, the concerns of trillions of people who would live worse lives because of what she is preaching, once she starts actually, you know, explaining herself rather than just lecturing people about how terrible they are, then maybe we'll start taking her a little bit more seriously here on the show. Alrighty, coming up, Politico has made a rather interesting decision about how to cover the border crisis. We'll get to that in just 1 second first. When you're running a business, HR issues can absolutely kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries aren't cheap. They're an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. Then month-to-month, no hidden fees, you can cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Head on over to Bambi.com/Ben right now. Schedule your free HR audit. That is Bambi.com/Ben, spelled Bambee.com/Ben. Bambi.com/Ben. Get your HR issues taken care of right now. When we started Daily Wire, we didn't think about HR then. We did. And it was expensive. You should start thinking about HR right now. Go to Bambi.com/Ben. Already coming up, Politico has made an interesting editorial decision. Probably it has nothing to do with just kissing Democratic ass. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Corey lived in more than 30 foster homes before she was 16.
I thought, I'm going to end up on the streets. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey was adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. She earned a college scholarship and has a bright future. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care without a permanent loving family. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Politico has made a crucial decision in its coverage. You ready for this? Because it's so perfectly predictable. According to the Washington Examiner, Politico is the latest news outlet to order its staff not to use the word crisis when reporting on the massive influx of illegal immigrants at the southern border, according to an internal memo obtained by the Washington Examiner. The Beltway Publications edict, which an official characterized as underscoring earlier guidance from the Associated Press, comes despite President Joe Biden's own use of the term. A memo from Deputy Production Director Maya Parthasarathy reads, quote, "Avoid referring to the present situation as a crisis, although we may quote others using that language while providing context. While the sharp increase in the arrival of unaccompanied minors is a problem for border officials, a political challenge for the Biden administration, and a dire situation for many migrants who make the journey, it does not fit the dictionary definition of a crisis. If using the word crisis, we need to ask of what and to whom." Well, I mean, of illegal immigration and to the illegal immigrants and to the nation's borders. So a few things. Also, I just noticed that from now on, Scientific American, for example, insists that we'll only use, I think it was either Nature, maybe it was Nature, one of the major news, I think it was, I can't remember which one. One of them says they will only use the term climate emergency from now on, but definitely do not use the word border crisis, that phrase. Don't use that phrase ever, according to Politico. Now, what's weird about that is that that word has appeared many, many times with regard to many things with regard to President Trump. Who could have predicted such a thing? In October of last year, the outlet reported on a crisis of empty retail space. Politico declared a police brutality crisis last June. Politico regularly uses the words climate crisis in its stories. Border crisis earned its own tag. Under President Barack Obama, the country faced a judicial vacancy crisis, according to Politico. A Politico editor did acknowledge an immigration crisis in March, but said it's not the one you think. From now on, says the memo, Politico staff should avoid using terms which could portray migrants as a negative, harmful influence. Avoid emotive words like onslaught, tidal wave, flood, inundation, surge, invasion, army, march, sneak, and stealth. How does surge emotive? Okay, now they're just picking up. This is now the way our media work. Dictionary.com works the same way. A Democrat says something utterly insane about language, and the Democrats immediately get the media to just parrot this. Remember when the term sexual preference became really, really bad because Mazie Hirono, a dolt from Hawaii, suggested that it was really bad? And so Dictionary.com re-termed sexual preference to say that it was offensive. They're doing this with everything. They're just redefining language in front of your eyes. It's incredible. Court packing is now not adding seats to the court. It is actually just filling vacant seats on the court. Also, the word surge. AOC said surge is bad. You shouldn't say surge of immigration because that's like insurgents. And now Politico is like, you shouldn't use the word surge. How is surge an emotive word? The new language guidance signals a continued ideological shift for the publication. As you remember, earlier this year, there was a hundreds-of-person revolt when I wrote the Politico playbook, so this is not a giant shock. I'm not going to use the term immigration crisis anymore. You can't use it at all. Border crisis? Yeah. Honestly, these people should just be on payroll for the Democratic Party. Speaking of which, Twitter should be on payroll. They have a headline today. Stacey Abrams encouraged Americans to invest in Georgia-based businesses after new voter laws were passed, according to journalists and fact-checkers. Oh, was that the issue? You mean she backfilled after spending months implying that Georgians should be punished for the voter law? Then the voter law is passed, then there's a backlash, and then she said you should buy Georgia products. Well done, our fact-checkers. Our fact-checkers are just stellar at their jobs, just incredible. They are not in any way Democratic Party stenographers. Already coming up, it's Friday. That means it's time to jump into the mailbag. Stick around. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? Time is done for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Willing Hopping arrived in 1852 as a gold miner. He soon established and operated a butcher business at French Gulch until he was elected county sheriff. He then served from September 2, 1863 until 1867, and again he served from November 7, 1882 to 1892. In 1872, he was elected county judge and served until 1880. He was killed by an insane man in the Shasta Jail, who hit him on the head with a piece of firewood during his seventh term as sheriff on January 31, 1892. Hopping weighed a whopping 450 pounds and was gifted with musical talent. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Earth Justice is a national legal nonprofit defending the planet and its people for nearly 50 years. Earth Justice has 150 full-time lawyers fighting in court for our planet's future and representing all clients free of charge. Until people come before profit, all energy is clean, the wild is truly free, and justice stands for all. Earth Justice will never rest. Learn more at earthjustice.org/neverrest. Earth Justice, because the earth needs a good lawyer.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. It's a Friday. That means it's time for some mailbagging. Well, here's the thing. You actually have to be a subscriber at Daily Wire if you want to have your question answered in the mailbag. Head on over to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use code Candace for 25% off for Candace Owens. Alrighty. Trevor says, does the Daily Wire have any plans to get into kids shows? Yes. Yes, we do. We are talking about this right now. It's just a question of time because, I mean, frankly, I won't let my kids watch TV pretty much at all. But if they do watch TV, I have to pre-screen everything. Except for shows that are for like 3-year-olds. You have to pre-screen that stuff. And now, even those shows, you got to pre-screen because you got Michelle Obama doing kids shows and you got Netflix doing kids shows with LGBT characters. And they're like for 4-year-olds. We're not going to do any of that stuff. It's going to be actual kids shows. Nicholas says, hey, Ben, I've been working on gathering a collection of physical copies of books and movies likely to get canceled. With the cancellation of Dr. Seuss and others on a daily basis, what would you recommend getting in hard copy before they get canceled? To Kill a Mockingbird is still under copyright. So here's the thing. There are a lot of books that are not under copyright anymore that are going to end up canceled. But you can't cancel something that's not under copyright because then we here at the Daily Wire will just print our own edition, right? So Huck Finn is going to get canceled because it uses the N-word. But we'll just print it and then we'll distribute it. And we'll make lots of money. So it won't get canceled. We have the power to uncancel it. The thing about the Dr. Seuss books is that they were internally canceled, meaning that there is no way for anybody else to grab the rights to the Dr. Seuss book and then redistribute it. So that means you have to find kind of privately owned properties. So To Kill a Mockingbird is still one of the books that comes up a lot as cancelable. The book Gone with the Wind, I think, will probably be canceled sometime in the near future. Not the movie, the book. Trying to think of classics of modern American literature that will likely be canceled. I mean, frankly, I think that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is 5 seconds away from being canceled. I think that his view of individualism does not concert with the views of the left these days. And so they'll find some personal excuses to why he needs to be canceled because he was in a very checkered history with women, for example. Victor says, hey, Ben, here in Virginia, the liberals and leftists have started to take over, not just the governor, but in local politics as well. Do you think it's possible for Virginia to move back to the right, or should I accept the fight that the state is over and move to a more conservative state? Well, I think it's possible that Virginia moves back to the right. If you look at the Virginia gubernatorial races of the past, obviously you see that the Democrats have been historically winning more and more of those races. Because before the current governor of Virginia, who was in fact, thought they were going to be out, thought that he was going to be gone because of his racist past. Before that, there was Terry McAuliffe, who's the former head of the DNC. Right now in the Democratic primary, Justin Fairfax looks like he is the leader in the clubhouse, which is weird considering that he is somebody who has a very checkered history of his own. Apparently, Terry McAuliffe is going to run again, so he's just going to continue running forever. He was the governor of Virginia from 2014 to 2018. He wants back in. So the reality is that obviously Virginia has been trending blue for quite a while here, but it's been pretty checkered for a long time. If you go all the way back to the 70s, you have 3 Republican governors, followed by 3 Democratic governors, followed by 2 Republican governors, followed by 2 Democratic governors, followed by a Republican governor, followed by 2 Democratic governors. So the last 3 governors were Bob McDonnell, 2010 to 2014, McAuliffe, 2014 to 2018, and Northam, 2018 to current. So, is it possible that things could swing back in favor of Republicans in Virginia? Yeah, I don't think it's completely impossible. I think the demographics are trending against it because Northern Virginia is associated with Washington, D.C. But I think that there are a lot of people in Virginia who are still very much in favor of gun rights, for example. I think there are a lot of people in Virginia who are not up for the radical social policy that is being promoted by the Democrats these days. So there's always that chance. Now, again, the demographics of the state are moving in the wrong direction. And the fact is that the last Republican senator in the state of Virginia was George Allen, and he left office in 2007. Since then, it's been Jim Webb, Tim Kaine. But still, is it possible? Virginia is not a completely lost cause. It's becoming increasingly, it's like Colorado. It's moving further blue, whereas Florida is moving further red. But I don't think it's quite California yet at this point. Owen says, what's the most likely path to taking back the Senate in 2022? Do you think New Hampshire, Georgia, and Arizona are still possible to flip? Thanks and love the show. Arizona is going to be a difficult race. Georgia, I think Republicans are just going to take. I think Georgia Democrats are in serious trouble. New Hampshire, it looks pretty good. The polls in Wisconsin don't look bad at this point. Arizona is a little bit rough. So Republicans don't need to flip that many seats in order to pick up the Senate. But it is going to be rough. I mean, the 10 Senate seats most likely to flip in 2022, according to CNN, are seats. Many of those seats are Republican seats. So, for example, Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey is retiring. How's that going to go? And they'd have to retain that seat. In Georgia, I think Raphael Warnock loses. Ron Johnson is running a close race in Wisconsin. I think that the North Carolina Republicans win the seat there. Mark Kelly is up in Arizona. It depends on who the Republicans run. I would hope that they run somebody who is, frankly, moderate enough to win, because the rule is you have to run somebody who's moderate enough to win, not just somebody who you think is going to be a great senator if, you know, by some miracle they were elected. Nevada is possible. I think Republicans have a good shot at New Hampshire, because Chris Sununu is talking about running over there. Ohio is up for grabs. I think that Florida likely retains its Republican nature. And I think that Roy Blunt, who's retiring, I think Missouri goes Republican. So that means that if you're looking on net at the 10 most likely states that are kind of in the category, I think Republicans lose Pennsylvania. Remember, they need, right now it's 50-50 split. So they need to pick up essentially one seat. So they lose Pennsylvania, but they cancel that out by winning Georgia. I think that they retain North Carolina. I think that they retain Ohio. I think they retain Florida. I think that they pick up New Hampshire, right? Which would mean that they would then have the majority. And then it's a question as to whether they retain Wisconsin. It's going to be really hard fought. It's going to be very, very close. Artie, in just a second, we'll get to more of your questions in the mailbag first. Let's talk about your privacy on the internet. So, your ISP, you really didn't choose it, right? Because the fact is you don't have all that many possible ISPs available. Many ISPs log your internet activity, sell that data on to other big tech companies or advertisers. Well, if you want to prevent those ISPs from selling your internet activity, protect your devices with ExpressVPN. What is ExpressVPN? It's a simple app for your computer or smartphone. It encrypts all your network data, tunnels it through a secure VPN server so your ISP can't see any of your activity. Just think about how much of your life is on the internet. Sadly, the list of people you've messaged, sites you've visited, videos you've watched, gets tracked by tech giants who then sell your information for profit. That's the reason I recommend ExpressVPN as the best way to hide your online activity from your ISP. You just download the app, you tap one button on your device, you're now protected. ExpressVPN does all of that without slowing your connection, which is why it's rated the number one VPN service by CNET and Wired. So stop handing over that personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity, sell off your information. Protect yourself with the VPN I trust. To keep me private online, visit expressvpn.com/Ben. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. Get 3 extra months for free. Go to expressvpn.com/Ben right now to learn more. Alrighty, Forrest says, do you hope to see the Daily Wire expand into the music industry? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're looking at all fronts, guys. I would love to do that. I would love to do that. Let's see. Sean says, what are your thoughts on lobbying? Does it serve a purpose, or is it just legalized bribery? I mean, lobbying is just a way that politics is done. I don't think it's legalized bribery unless you're actually paying people to change their viewpoint. Backing a politician that you actually support isn't bribery. That's just normal politics. If you go to some politician, you say, I see your position on this is X. I want it to be Y. Here's 10 grand. That's bribery. Austin says, my wife and I just had our first child. I'm concerned about sending him to school when the time comes. We live in a small town in South Carolina. I don't know if public school here will indoctrinate him with leftist propaganda or if he'll be safe from it because we're in a small part of a relatively conservative state. I mean, the answer is school by school. You'll have to actually check out the curricula. You're going to have to check out the school board. You're going to actually have to audit exactly what your kids are learning. In the same way you would if you went to a private school. You wouldn't send your kids to a private school without checking out the school first. Don't assume that your public school is going to be safe for your kids. Neil says, my parents would get us up and ready to go to church every Sunday. As we got older and made it more of a hassle, they eventually reached the point where they let us decide whether or not to go, which we didn't. Now, years later, I'm about to have my first kid. The modern left has me very worried about the type of morals my kid may or may not pick up in school and from friends. Would it be wrong of me to return to the church with the intention of trying to provide a moral basis for my child, even if I don't necessarily believe in 100% of all that is believed in terms of following all virtues? So, this is a great question. I think you should go back to church. It is very rare to find somebody who is even a deep believer in their synagogue or church or mosque who doesn't have qualms about certain aspects of their religious belief. That's not the question. The question is, which morals and values do you want to see inculcated in your kid? And how much of the belief system do you believe in? Struggling with faith is a key component of having faith. Struggling with values is a key component of having values. Those with no values don't struggle with values. Those with no faith don't struggle with it. Giving your kid a community and a framework within which to believe and within which to think about values is a great gift. You're not oppressing your child. You are giving your child the gift of a set of values that has withstood the vicissitudes of history for thousands of years. And that is a gift worth giving and passing on. Matthew says, hey, Ben, I'm currently a high school sophomore studying U.S. history. I was wondering about your opinion on the 14 points and the League of Nations. Thanks for all you do. I think there are serious flaws in the 14 points. I think that the 14 points explicitly mentions, for example, self-determination in Russia, which basically allowed the Bolshevik Empire to rise. The League of Nations was a pie-in-the-sky idea. It should have been the League of Democracies in the first place, not the League of Nations, because, frankly, we don't have all that much in common with Iran, nor should we. See, Diane says, I've been listening to you and reading others about cancel culture. I'm concerned as an evangelical Christian, all of this is preparation for banning the most controversial book of all, the Bible. What do you think? Well, obviously that's true. They're obviously going to attempt to, they've already attempted to remove the Bible from public life, right? You're not allowed to put up the Ten Commandments in public schools. But not only that, they're going to suggest that if your church follows the actual strictures of the Bible, it loses its 501c3 status. That if you teach your child biblical values at home, that you are going to be engaged in child abuse. The view of the left is that the Bible is a crippling document filled with terrible values that prevents you from reaching your authentic self. They're not going to be able to cancel the Bible because too many people believe in it. And again, it's too easy to distribute. But they are attempting to pressure everybody who believes in the Bible into shutting up. That's not something you should do. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to get to the insanity of our fact-checking media. Now, they're going after Tim Scott, saying that what? He's not legitimately black? That's the latest. We'll get to that in a second. First, so much is happening at your front door these days. If somebody stops by, something is going on outdoors around the house, Ring will let you know. It's peace of mind anytime, knowing your home is protected. In my house, I'm getting more people dropping off packages. We have people working on the house. We have a lot going on. That's why I want to know what's going on at my house all the time with Ring. You can keep an eye on your home no matter where you are right from your phone. And Ring has hassle-free, easy-to-install indoor and outdoor cams, so you'll never miss a visitor. You can keep those packages and deliveries safe. With motion detection, you'll get notified even if they don't ring the doorbell. If somebody stops by or something is going on, Ring will let you know. Another reason to choose Ring for your security, now there's a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit at ring.com/Ben. It comes with Ring's Video Doorbell 3 and Chime Pro. Whenever you call home, Ring has everything you need to protect it. And we've been using Ring for years. It helps me keep an eye on my kids. My kids are crazy. They run around all the time. I only have one set of eyes. Ring allows me to keep an eye on what they are doing at all times, which makes sure they're safe. Don't wait. Get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit at ring.com/Ben. It comes with the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and the Chime Pro. It's the perfect way to start your Ring experience. Head on over to ring.com/Ben. That is ring.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. ring.com/Ben. Alrighty, in just a second, we're going to be getting to the fact-checking media, which basically, they just work for the Democrats at this point. They just do. You know, I mentioned earlier that the idiots at Twitter have a fact-check up right now saying Stacey Abrams encouraged Americans to invest in Georgia-based businesses after new voter laws were passed. Yeah, because there was a reaction. They just leave out all of the actual facts to come to the conclusion that Stacey Abrams is actually an advocate of business in Georgia because they understand she hurt herself and she hurt her cause. Establishment media, it's garbage. Don't give your money to them. Fight against them with every fiber of your being. They're just terrible. Obviously, in the political sphere. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to be getting to their latest ridiculous fact check plus. It's time to stop with this nonsense where we force kids, small children, to wear masks. One lady goes viral for saying so. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind.
Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
2008, with hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So our fact-checking media are really spectacular at their job. So, you know, Senator Tim Scott has said many times that his family went from cotton to Congress in one lifetime. So, now that's being fact-checked. Glenn Kessler has decided this is worthy of a fact-check. So, at no point are we going to hear about, you know, Kamala Harris's family history. Like, that family history, by the way, is not quite the history of brutal slavery in the United States that you would assume that typically accompanies black ancestry in the United States. I mean, the reality, of course, is that Kamala Harris's family owned slaves in Jamaica, for example, but you know, they were never going to fact check that. But Senator Tim Scott, he's getting fact checked about his grandfather and cotton, according to Glenn Kessler. He says, for Scott, the only black Republican in the Senate, it's the story of his grandfather, Artis Ware, who left school at an early age to pick cotton and, according to Scott, never learned to read or write. The tale of his grandfather fits in with the narrative of Scott moving up from humble circumstances to reach a position of political power in the U.S. Senate. But Scott separately has acknowledged that his great-great-grandfather, Lawrence Ware, once owned 900 acres in South Carolina. Census record, he must have been white privileged. Obviously, that's what the Washington Post is going for, right? Because Tim Scott isn't a legit black person because he's conservative. So his grandfather, or rather his great-great-grandfather, Lawrence Ware, must have also been a beneficiary of white privilege despite being a black man in South Carolina. Census records are at least 72 years after collected. So we dug into the South Carolina census records available between 1870 and 1940. Apparently, our research reveals a more complex story than what Scott tells audiences. Scott's grandfather's father was a substantial landowner, and Scott's grandfather, Artis Ware, worked on that farm. Scott's family history in South Carolina offers a fascinating window into a little-known aspect of history in the racist South following the Civil War, and the immediate aftermath of slavery, that some enterprising black families purchased property as a way to avoid sharecropping and achieve a measure of independence from white-dominated society. So in other words, you're trying to own Tim Scott by pointing out that his great-grandfather was actually a stud, like a true American hero. According to property records, Lawrence Ware purchased at least 147 acres in 1905 and 23 acres in 1918. In this period before World War I, some enterprising black people began to buy their own farmland, resulting in a peak of black farm ownership before the worldwide conflict and boll weevil devastated cotton markets. In the 1920 census, Willie Ware, 24, is listed as married to his first wife, Eola Mobley Ware, 20. They have one child, Rosella, a one-year-old baby. He's recorded as being able to read and write. In the 1930 census, Ware has a new wife, Annie. This is where Scott's grandfather, Artis, first appears under the name Otis, age 7. In the 1940 census, Willie Ware is still listed as working on his own account on his own farm. He owns his own home. The census suggests Artis ended his education in the fourth grade. 12 other adults on that census page ended their education in fourth grade. Artis appears to have been able to sign his name, according to his 1942 World War II draft registration card. Okay, signing your name does not mean that you are fully able to read and write, by the way. I mean, my son is 4. He can write his name. He's not able to, like, fully write and read. Okay, so this does not debunk Tim Scott's story in any way, in other words. Property records show Willie Ware purchased land in the 1930s held by banks. Apparently, Willie Ware's land purchase in the 30s cost about $70,000 in inflation-adjusted dollars. So apparently, he was privileged in some way. So really, well done here, Washington Post. Just publish it, by the way. You want to know why they're doing this with Tim Scott? Because it was announced that next week, Tim Scott is going to give the Republican response to Joe Biden's State of the Union address. That is the reason for this. So, great. Well done, fact-checking media. You guys are great at your jobs. Meanwhile, our media, they're so on the ball, man. According to NBC News, masks protect against COVID infection. With more than 84 million adults in the U.S. fully vaccinated against COVID-19, there are growing questions about whether masks outdoors are still needed. Oh, there are growing questions, are there? You mean because we've known for a full year that being outdoors is pretty good protection against COVID infection? That pretty much no one was getting infected outdoors? That every major story in the media about a giant outdoor party did not end with a massive wave of COVID infections? You mean we've known this for, you know, again, a year? Glad you guys are catching on. That's exciting. All of this, of course, is predicate to all of these Democratic areas walking back the outdoor mask mandates. And then talking about how successful they are and how, look, they're really trying to get rid of the mask mandates. There shouldn't be mask mandates anywhere at this point. You are now able to get a vaccination if you're over the age of 16 anywhere in the country, anywhere. They're having more supply than demand when it comes to the vaccines. Here's the thing about these vaccines. If you don't want one, don't get one. If you do want one, go get one. They're so unbelievably effective that even if you are in a room with someone with COVID and you've had the vaccine already, you don't have to quarantine if they are symptomatic in the room with you. That's how effective these vaccines are, according to the CDC. And yet we're still being promoted this notion that COVID is out there. It's going to get you. COVID's going to get you. We're all going to die. COVID's going to get you. And so it'll be a big, brave move if Democrats remove mask mandates outdoors. They're late on, like, every piece of news by a year. The CDC was like, oh, you know what? You don't have to wash surfaces anymore. Yeah, I stopped washing surfaces last June. Like, the data were out there. You just are just terrible at your jobs. You know what's another piece of data? That small children wearing masks is not useful. Okay, small children wearing masks, they are not good at wearing masks. They are not transmitting the virus in large numbers. They were never transmitting the virus in large numbers. Small, little kids are not getting seriously ill. A Georgia mother went viral yesterday for ripping mask mandates for children. Good for her.
Every one of us knows that young children are not affected by this virus. They're not. And that's a blessing. But as the adults, what have we done with that blessing? We've shoved it to the side and we've said, we don't care. You're still going to wear a mask on your face every day, 5 and 6 year olds. You still can't play together on the playground like normal children, 7 and 8 year olds. We don't care. My 6 year old looks at me every month before I come here. She says, are you going to tell them tonight? Tell them I don't want to wear this anymore. And I say, baby, it's not time to fight that battle yet. I try to explain that there's so many things. But it's April 15th, 2021, and it's time. Take these masks off of my child.
Correct. Correct. By the way, if you go to places all over the United States, they're still blocking off playgrounds, outdoors. This is insanity. And the only reason for the insanity is that the mask has become an item of religious faith. And it became an item of religious faith, really, because Donald Trump was Satan to these folks. And because Donald Trump was not a big mask advocate, that meant that this became basically a piece of the cross for the left. If you wore a mask, this meant you were a better person. Now, I was not anti-mask. Throughout the pandemic, I wasn't anti-mask. When it was the best thing that we had available to stop the spread of the virus, I was very much pro-mask. I was never in favor of mask mandates, but I was in favor of the idea that if you're going into a crowded area, you should wear a mask. But now that I'm vaccinated, no. The answer is no. And my children should never have been forced to wear masks. My kids are 7, 4, and baby. They don't need to wear a mask. It's ridiculous. But don't worry, it'll take the CDC like another year to come to this perfectly, eminently obvious conclusion. Alrighty, well, we will be back here next week for much, much more. In the meantime, go check out Andrew Klavan's show. That comes out every Friday night. Plus, I believe we're doing an all-access today, so keep an eye on that over at dailywire.com. Otherwise, try and stay safe this weekend. We'll be back here on Monday. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced June 16th after a jury earlier in the week found him guilty on the charges brought against him in the death of George Floyd.
The Hennepin County District Court said that Chauvin will be sentenced at 1:30 p.m. He's facing up to 40 years in prison. The scheduling comes 3 days after the jury on Tuesday found Chauvin guilty of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Chauvin's trial lasted 3 weeks, and the jury deliberated for 10 hours to reach its decision.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Also at townhall.com, the Biden administration has taken the first step toward ending an emergency exception that allowed some hospitals and to ration and then reuse N95 medical masks.
The N95 mask is the first line of defense between frontline medical workers and the coronavirus. In normal times, they would be tossed after each patient. But in the early days of the pandemic, critical shortages of the N95s prompted the Trump administration to issue guidelines for healthcare providers to ration, clean, and reuse disposable equipment. Now, U.S. manufacturers say they have vast surpluses for sale, and hospitals say they have 3 to 12 month stockpiles. So the government is recommending hospitals and healthcare providers transition away from rationing N95s and return to one mask per patient. I'm Ben Thomas.
Health officials lifting that 11-day pause on COVID-19 vaccinations using Johnson & Johnson's single-dose shot. Advisors deciding the benefits outweigh a risk of a blood clot. Two $25 million lawsuits blaming an energy corporation and the workboat company it hired for an offshore Gulf of Mexico disaster that killed 13 people. Both of those suits filed in court in Houston. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny ending his hunger strike.
This week has seen further mass protests demanding Alexei Navalny's freedom sweep across Russia. Now, on the 24th day of his hunger strike, Navalny said on Instagram he will continue to demand a visit from his doctor to address a loss of sensation in his legs and arms, the main demand the politician announced when launching his hunger strike. But he said he would stop the strike after being examined by non-prison doctors, something he called a huge progress. It will take him 24 days to fully come off the strike. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pentagon deciding to keep a Navy aircraft carrier in the Middle East to provide protection for the more than 10,000 American and coalition troops as they begin to withdraw from Afghanistan in the coming weeks. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. J.P. Morgan expressing regret for its involvement in the failed attempt to launch a European soccer super league.
The proposed super league was an audacious plan to transform the upper echelons of European football. But despite being supported by some of the world's most powerful clubs, such as Real Madrid and Manchester United, the plan collapsed within 48 hours of being announced. An intense public and political backlash prompted nearly all the clubs involved to withdraw. J.P. Morgan had been expected to provide some $4 billion in funding, understood to have been secured on future television rights. But today, a spokesman admitted the bank had clearly misjudged how this deal would be viewed by the wider football community and how it might impact them in the future.
BBC correspondent Theo Leggett. Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials gained 227 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Head down to Wind River Resort Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion starting April 1st through June 24th. Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th. Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th and one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
So you may say to yourself, why am I watching the Dan Bongino show? And why is he in a Bravo Company tank top shirt today? Looking like a 1950s gangster or whatever with the scars and tats. One, because it's my show and I feel like it. By the way, Paula wanted me to know and wanted you all to know she strongly objects to this look today. Gee strongly objects to. I have not asked Joseph yet. Joe, do you object to this look?
No, not really. I mean, it's your show, dude.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you. Arma Costa's with me. Thank you. And Gee says he lightly objects. But I am the majority stockholder in the Dan Bongino show, so my vote counts for three times everyone else's, so I don't care. But you may be asking yourself why. And the answer is, again, it's my show, and I do what I want, but I want to celebrate manhood today. Men. Being men. Being tough and being rugged. Why? Because I wanted to do a show on manhood? No, because I feel like the conversation about police reform and policing and blaming the police for everything, there's a larger conversation that's got entirely lost. What about fathers and men and the war on boys? What about guys with scars and calluses and busted up fingers? What about the plumbers and the electricians and the carpenters, sanitation workers, the cops come home every day? Leave their clothes at the front door like my brother is an electrician does. You don't want to bring that stuff into the house. What about their kids that see the example they set by busting their humps every day, sometimes for very little money? Why are we celebrating those men? Why are we breaking them down? I want to talk about that. I also want to do today in ridiculous media commentary on policing. Juan Williams on The Five yesterday.
When you thought the commentary on policing couldn't get any dumber, it has. I'll cover that. It's going to be a loaded show. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Of course, it is Friday, so on a lighter note, of course, Joe, please, on the regular Friday introduction, I'd appreciate it.
It's Friday!
I always feel good on Friday, get the weekends off. Thank you, Joe. Again, in your worst 1960s game show voice, bringing us back to the halcyon days of radio. All right, Joe, let's go. All right. Sorry for the always emotional roller coaster of my show, even in the first three, 4 minutes. But one other reason is I had a bit of a scare yesterday. So I was outside getting some sun. I try to get like 10 minutes of sun a day. I don't want to get too much because of the cancer thing with me. But I get enough to build up my vitamin D, and I turn sideways, and you see this massive lump here? Look at that. I can't, it's my arthritis on my elbow. I can't reach. You see this thing? Look at that. Is that not huge? So yesterday I freaked out a little bit, had a little bit of like an hour meltdown, like, the cancer thing and all. But here's the good news. I'm 99.99999% sure that this is, in fact, a fatty tumor this time. Knock on wood, I'm going back for a scan on May 3rd, but I'm almost positive. But there you go. I just want, living with this stuff, you freak out sometimes, understandably. All right, so let me get to this, folks. You know, this conversation, given the police shootings that are obviously newsworthy, anytime the police, who have a monopoly on force, and we should scrutinize the government use of force, that's what policing is. We should scrutinize all of it as free citizens in a constitutional republic. But lately, every time we have a police use of force incident, a shooting or whatever it may be, even the use of a taser or the mistaken use of a firearm, in lieu of a taser, we have the race hustlers and the race baiting business, because it is a business for them, where they jump in and they want to talk about attacking the police rather than actually getting the facts on the case. I'll get to Juan Williams' comment in a minute. We covered Geraldo's the other day and others, the absurdities. And then was it Joy Behar? Why don't you shoot him in the leg? We addressed that yesterday. But you ever notice how the conversation's always on the cops, but it's never, ever about broken families, about men, the role of men? Now, I know that's not politically correct in our modern society to talk about men, to extol the virtues of manhood. I know that's not PC, but I don't give two hits with an S in front of it about what's politically correct. I don't care. I went up to Capitol Hill about a year ago. I'm not sure when, maybe a little more. And I testified in a congressional hearing about police reform. I wanted to play just a quick bit of it in the beginning. Again, I don't like playing segments of myself, but it's important. Because again, the focus has been exclusively on the cops and policing. And we're not talking about anything like why a woman in the middle of the street, a young lady, was trying to knife to death another woman, according to that video. None of that's getting talked about. They just want to talk about the cops, the good guys. Here was part of my opening statement on why cops, the overwhelming percentage of the cops I knew, and federal law enforcement agents, same thing, they wore a badge, are the good guys. Check this out.
These are good men and women. Yes, as with any profession, there are officers, no question, who aren't suited for the job. Some will cause trouble. Sometimes worse. We've seen that. But in my experience, this is rare and becoming rare. The special agents I work with and remain friends with to this day in the Secret Service joined members of the NYPD and New York City Fire Department on that tragic day of September 11, 2001. You know what they did? They sprinted into those burning buildings and personally escorted people out. As we all know, those buildings collapsed, taking many of those brave NYPD and FDNY souls with them. Those brave souls were running into the buildings. Everyone else was evacuating. These are the types of people I was honored and deeply privileged to work with. Public safety came first. Everything else came second. Sometimes even their own families. The Defund the Police movement will target these heroes. They are the police, these people. It's not some amorphous mass that will be affected. It's real heroes in real time. Right now, removing these heroes from your communities and my community will do nothing but ensure chaos and destruction. Police officers are the front lines, putting themselves between the evildoers among us and the honest, hardworking Americans just yearning for some security and prosperity in a small slice of Americana.
Yeah, that's right. That's been my experience with the police officers and federal agents I worked with. But that's not what they wanted to talk about up on Capitol Hill that day. What they wanted to talk about was race, how cops are racist, how the system is racist despite the system they're criticizing being run by Democrats. I agree. Systemic racism is real. Dan, my gosh, how can you say that? Liberal cities are systemically racist. They're run by liberals who are racist against their own constituents who are minorities. Is that not a fact? They don't support school choice. They keep minority families in struggling public schools. They've decimated the economies of liberal cities across America. Baltimore, do you know this? The city of Baltimore in the 1950s was one of the wealthiest cities in America with a median average income in double digits above the national average. You know, it's double digits below the national average now. So they've decimated minority cities' economies, education chances, healthcare systems. Tell me how there is a systemic racism problem with liberals. They're systemically racist. But that's not what they wanted to talk about on Capitol Hill. They wanted to keep it focused on the police to say, hey, look here. Don't pay any attention to the fact that we've been running these liberal cities into the ground, destroying their lives. And that's where we perceive to have the police problems. In the cities you run, liberals? They wanted to make it about racism and racist cops. So I brought this up in the hearing, in my comments. Basically, I was asked a question. And I brought up the whole broken families problem, how it's really tough to talk about policing and crime in liberal-run cities where it's an epidemic and not bring up the crisis of manhood and broken families. And oh man, did this set off a firestorm. One of the panelists was infuriated that I dared bring that up. I'm just going to play my portion. I'm not going to even give that other guy the time of day. But this is what I said, and I brought up a fact that whether it's a largely white or a largely black community, when you pull the father out of that community, you see the exact same problems. Check this out.
You know, I read an interesting op-ed about 4 or 5 years ago, and in the opinion piece, they compared and contrasted two different areas of the country, one that voted largely for Mitt Romney in the election versus Barack Obama, one that voted largely for Barack Obama. It was an inner city in one case and an Appalachian region in the other case. Both considered failed by many measures, high crime, poor economy, poor healthcare outcomes. And what's interesting is it wasn't the voting patterns. It was the deeper patterns you're talking about there. Broken families, drug use, lax law enforcement. If we ignore that, and believe me, I am not in any way suggesting accountability for police and reforms or not necessarily. I wouldn't be here if I didn't believe that. But if we're going to ignore the societal problems and broken families and all of the degradation of the culture and all of that and just scapegoat the police, you will get nothing out of this hearing. You won't see one act of real change. You may get some sound bites. You may get some votes, but you're not going to see a darn thing change.
What I hear you saying is
that's right. And I stand by that. But liberal politicians in liberal cities being run into the ground and burned to the ground, they find the police to be a convenient scapegoat to ignore the fact that they're the ones that have been running these cities that have been burned to the ground. And if they don't scapegoat the police, the real heroes running into the burdened buildings, why everyone else is running out, everyone might turn around and start to look at them and say, wait. We have a crap economy. We have the worst schools anywhere. Our hospitals are terrible. Our cities are dirty. Crime is through the roof. And you're in charge. No, the police did it. The police did it. The police did it. God forbid we focus on what's really wrong. A welfare state that incentivizes fathers to leave the home in many cases. A liberal cultural war on boys and men and manhood. It's time to take manhood back. You want to talk about police reform? Fine. We're a constitutional republic. The police have a monopoly on the use of force. We should look at every single use of force incident because that's what a free society does. But if you're not going to talk about the crisis in manhood, the fatherhood crisis, the lack of fathers in the home, the cultural breakdown, the cultural rot, the societal rot we're undergoing right now, as fatherless children grow up in areas with no schools, no economy, no future, no hospitals, and no nothing, then I'm dismissing you out of hand because you're not a serious person.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Mother's Day is around the corner, everyone, and my friends at Chamonix are making it a very special day for those amazing women in our lives. During the Mother's Day sale, get that special lady the greatest skincare products in the world at a once-in-a-lifetime special promotion. Order the Classic Genucel for bags and puffiness and get the Jawline Treatment and Zotique Deep Correcting Serum absolutely free. And as a surprise Mother's Day gift, Genucel will also include their legendary Genucel XV Anti-Wrinkle Treatment and Moisturizer, also free. That's three free gifts when you order today. Make this Mother's Day one to remember with the greatest skincare money can buy. Chamonix promises you'll see results within 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-6553. That's 800-525-6553. And as a special gift, every order is upgraded to free priority shipping. Three free gifts with your Genucel order today. Don't wait. Call or click now. Happy Mother's Day from Chamonix. Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun and exciting fundraising experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dan Bongino.
All right, back to the show. Just quickly, because I want to get to my other stuff here. But this article will be up in my newsletter. Please subscribe to me. It's free. Just go to bongino.com/newsletter. Because I put up articles you're not going to find in the daily news like this one from fathers.com. The consequences of fatherlessness. Again, if you don't want to have this conversation and you want to bash the police all day, but you don't want to have a conversation about the lack of fatherhood and the attack on manhood, then beat it. This isn't the show for you. This is a serious show where we want to talk about serious things. Here's the number one consequence of the attack on fathers and manhood in this country. Number one, poverty. Children in father-absent homes are almost four times more likely to be poor. Gee, that sounds kind of like a crisis to me. In 2011, 12% of children in married couple families were living in poverty, compared to 44% of children in mother-only families. My gosh, where did they get that from? Clearly, some conservative made that up. Source, U.S. Census Bureau. Sounds kind of like a crisis, no? The police are racist. You have any evidence of that? No, because I have a lot of evidence that fatherless homes are causing this poverty, crime, drug and alcohol abuse crisis, as we see right here. Number two, drug and alcohol abuse. Department of Health and Human Services states fatherless children are at a dramatically greater risk of drug and alcohol abuse. There's significantly more drug use among children who do not live with their mother and father. Yeah, that's the Department of Health and Human Services, that prior statistic. You know, the liberals lionize and love government. You think this is a government statistic that would have liberals in a panic and maybe stop attacking the nuclear family, men, boys, dads, manhood, and all of that? No, it won't stop them at all because the police are racist. I'm telling you, I brought it up at the hearing, and one of the panelists lost his mind. I will not allow. I don't give a damn what you allow. I'm not asking you for an allowance, you dunce. This is a panelist at Capitol Hill. I'll not allow this hearing to be distracted by what? By things like fatherless homes causing a massive increase in poverty, crime, and drug abuse that are leading to police interactions that sometimes result in death. How about you take that and ram it up your caboose, because I'll talk about whatever I want. I didn't ask you. I'm only talking to serious people. That's why I'm not playing his clip. Because he's not a serious person. Another consequence of the lack of fathers in the home. Liberals totally ignore it. They don't want to hear any of this. So tune out now, libs. Again, it's only for serious people. Physical and emotional health. Study of over 1,900 children ages 3 and older living with a residential father or father figure found that children living with married biological parents had significantly fewer externalizing and internalizing behavioral problems than children living with at least one non-biological parent. Sounds like kind of a big deal, no? Here's the last one. Again, for these people who want to attack the police and not talk about the lack of fathers and homes.
Police are racist.
It's all you got. You don't have anything else. You mean the police working in liberal cities run by liberal dunces? Crime. Adolescents living in intact families are less likely to engage in delinquency than their peers living in non-intact families. Compared to peers in intact families, adolescents in single-parent families and step-families were more likely to engage in delinquency. This relationship appeared to be operating through differences in family processes, parental involvement, supervision, monitoring, and parent-child closeness between intact and non-intact families. You want to talk about police-community interaction, but you don't want to talk about why people in the community are interacting with the police. Maybe a cultural rot and a societal breakdown. Or when you talk about it, you want to say, if it's an attack on single moms, really, Dipwad? Because I grew up with a single mom. Kind of weird. Kind of weird how you'd say that. Notice, I didn't mention anything about the single. Many of single moms, by the way, who are in a single mom parenthood situation by absolutely no choice of their own. Some who were forced into it by really awful people in their house. But you notice that never came up, but that's where liberals always want to say, yeah, racist, attacking single moms. You don't want to have that conversation, do you? Cultural rot, the breakdown of our families, the attack on men. You don't want men to be men.
You want men to be an appendix to your book. Well, it's time we as men man up and start doing man stuff again. Take care of our kids. Get to work. Show your kids what it's like to save money. Show them what it's like to work. Show them what it's like to study. Not lecturing anyone. Gosh, I've had my own failures as a father and as a son. Candidly, as a friend and a boss of my own company, too. But I'm trying. And I'm not ignoring the harsh realities of my own failures to advance a liberal now. Police are racist. Like these other morons on the other side.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Whether she prefers a statement piece or everyday subtle elegance like my wife, BlueNile.com has fine jewelry for everyone. From textured gold to multicolored gemstones to classic pearls, you can shop this season's stunning trends. Blue Nile also offers endless options for diamond jewelry, a variety of carats, metals, and settings ready to ship same day, or build your own piece with online tools that seamlessly walk you through the process. At BlueNile.com, you can celebrate all of life's special moments at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So this Mother's Day, give the mom in your life something she'll treasure forever. The Dan Bongino Show listeners get $50 off your purchase over $500. This exclusive offer is only good for Bongino listeners. Use code Bongino, plus every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free on BlueNile.com today and use code...
It's the Ramsey Show. Talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. It's growing time for the trees of heavenly light. They are also known as Chinese locust trees, trees of heaven, China sumac. They are native to China but are found in many places in Shasta County, especially the areas of the 1849 gold rush where the Chinese lived and mined. Archaeologists believe seeds of the trees were innocently brought here by the Chinese miners in their hats and mats. Once they got hold, they multiplied and multiplied. They have a good root system. It's hard to stop because it sends out runners in every direction. The young shoots look like giant asparagus, but quickly put out leaves. The young trees have an odor that many find offensive. These trees can be found by the thousands in the town of Shasta throughout the gold mining districts and in many places where you wouldn't expect them. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this or exciting books by Dottie, find Dottie Smith on Amazon Books or go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. Here is today in ridiculous media commentary on policing. You know what the Dunning-Kruger effect is? We've brought it up a few times on my show and my social media. You know what Dunning-Kruger is? My social media account. Sorry, I got to start finishing my sentences. The Dunning-Kruger effect is this odd conundrum we find ourselves in where people with the least competence who know the least about any field render opinions the most confidently about that field. People like Giraldo, who has never been a police officer ever, but speaks so confidently about police officer things. Why haven't I debated him yet again at Fox? I don't know. Not sure what's going on there. But just when you thought the commentary on police use of force instance couldn't get any dumber, we saw this gem from Juan Williams yesterday on The Five talking about shooting the gun, but not at somebody. Oh, there's more. I have 5 takeaways. See if you can pick out in this 30 seconds the 5 ridiculous commentariat points I picked out in this absurdity. Check this out.
What does Juan Williams, officer Juan Williams, do to save the lady's life in pink?
Well, I guess I would shoot the gun, not necessarily at somebody, but maybe shoot the gun and maybe, you know, run at the person and try to disarm them. I don't know. I mean,
so wait. You would shoot the gun in the air like a warning shot?
Well, hopefully to distract or to try to stall or something so I could get, or my partner could get the knife away, I see is what I was saying. Well, I don't know. I mean, taking someone's life is pretty strong.
So if you may have picked out my 5 takeaways from that video. So here's takeaway number 1 from Juan Williams regarding the incident in Ohio. Woman comes out, caught on police body cam, has what appears to be obviously a knife in her hand, and is in mid-stabbing motion, trying to stab another young black female. 2 black females fighting. Officer responds as white. Again, a fact irrelevant to me, but very relevant to liberals. Police are racist. So they got to make that. So the officer saves the woman's life, who's about to be stabbed from all appearances on the camera. Saves the woman's life. You think the officer would be a hero. But Juan first says, so here's my takeaway number 1. First, he should shoot the gun, but not at somebody. So I'm trying to, let's try to walk through this. So the woman appears again to be in mid-stab. She's about, I don't know, a half a second away from potentially ending the life of the other young black female as she has her pinned up against the car from everything we've seen in the body camera, right? And in mid-stabbing motion, the police officer's supposed to discharge his firearm, but just not at her? What do you mean, like whiz behind her ear? I don't understand. Shoot it, but in the sky? Well, what's going to happen when you shoot it in the sky? I'm not sure if Juan's taken a physics class, but it will come back down at terminal velocity. Again, I don't think he's taken a physics class. Not really sure. What does he think? You shoot it in the sky and there's a sky vacuum? Like the sky vacuum just like sucks out the bullets people shoot in the air? Sky vacuum sucks it into the Phantom Zone? With Zod from Superman 2? Get stuck in the glass thing? What do you think happens when you shoot it in the air? Did you think this through before you said this in front of 3 million people on the air? So, okay, we don't want to shoot it in the air. He clearly says you don't want to shoot it at someone. So you want to let the stabbing continue. Because you think, what, if you shoot it, what, past her ear, that's going to mid-stab stop her as she hears the sonic boom of the round? Where did you get this from? The Matrix? Are you waiting for Morpheus to come save you? Neo? Follow the white rabbit. Where did you get this? So don't shoot at. So we've eliminated the sky because the bullet comes back down. Physics up, down. We've eliminated shooting past the ear. Well, maybe we'd shoot it at a safe location. What is the safe location exactly? Maybe we should shoot it at the car. Shoot it at the car. You know, bullets frag. They fragment. Maybe we shoot at the ground. As I said, bullets fragment. And then you get bullet shards. But of course, Juan hasn't thought about any of that because it's just convenient to stick with liberals. Racist. And not to actually think anything through. What must it like to be a liberal to go on TV and legit not know anything ever? I'm just at point number one. Point number two, he said, maybe he should have run at them. What is it, a cougar in the desert? A cougar, like, run and scream with your hands up like a lunatic and they'll run away? What are you, what is this, a wildlife course? Run it? You want to run at someone with a knife. And that makes sense. And you said that on television. Person has a deadly weapon, an edged weapon that can kill you in seconds. And your police tactic is don't shoot that person. Run at them. Maybe while you're at it, just plunge the knife into yourself. Like the samurai when they used to lose in battle. You said this on TV? Number three, maybe we should distract or stall her. Oh, why didn't the cop think of that? There you go. Just throw a penalty flag. Stabbing timeout. 15 yards. Stabbing on the offense. And then, of course, they're going to stop. Just distract them with the penalty. Even better. We got reviewing the play on the field. We're going under the hood for review here. This makes sense to you? Just distract them. Maybe we should teach that in the police academy. As someone's about to engage you with a bladed weapon and stab you to death, just say, hold on, time out, look, bunny rabbit. Just distract them, folks. Don't worry. Do a magic trick, maybe. Hold on. You're mid-stab. Stop. Trick. Magic trick. You see this thing? Watch. You're going to make it disappear. Look, it's gone. Oh, drop the knife. What a great job. Well done. Why didn't I think of that? Magic tricks in a police academy. Magic. That will bring magicians in. We'll do magic tricks. Bring little hats and stuff. We can distract them. Or even better, he says, distract or stall. Just tell them. Time out. Stop. Stop the stabbing. Time out. Time out. We're stalling. Give me a second. I got to get a social worker in here. And then mid-stab, everything stops like it's a baseball card. What is it? Can you imagine waking up as a liberal every day, living in this world?
Shoot a warning shot in the air. The bullet has to come down. It could kill someone. Just run at them like you'd run at a bear in the woods. Ah! Just distract them with penalty flags and do magic. Just call a timeout and stall. Then he has another. That was three. Here's number four. Maybe his partner should have just went and got the knife. Why didn't a partner think of that? Ma'am, please, time out on the stabbing. This is my distraction. I'm going to do a magic trick. And then when she's amazed by the magic trick, oh, my gosh, I thought your thumb came apart. The partner goes and says, I will take the knife. Why didn't we think of that? Damn it. Cops. So silly. Do a magic trick. And then have the partner just go take the knife. While you're distracting the bear, get big and start screaming and yelling. Maybe tell him a joke. So simple, Keisra. He said it's so simple. Why not? Why not just do that? Tell him a joke. Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side. And then just go grab the knife. You idiots in the police academy, why aren't you teaching this? He ends the segment, by the way, with a total lack of self-awareness and says, well, taking a life is a strong thing. Yeah, Juan, that's why the cop was there, because the person who was about to stab the other one was about to take a life, which is a strong thing. And may I just throw out to my brothers and sisters in blue out there, if someone, God forbid, is about to stab me, please use deadly force against that person. You have my permission all the time. Please.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Do you ever lose your balance or feel dizzy for no apparent reason? Do you hear ringing in your ears or have migraines? Well, you're not alone. One in five Americans will experience these symptoms, which could be signs you have a problem with your inner ear or vestibular system. Because these symptoms are invisible and hard to describe, they are often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. We can help. Call the Vestibular Disorders Helpline at 800-837-8428. That's 800-837-8428. Or visit us online at liferebalanced.org. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Summer is almost here, and that means backyard grillouts. And no backyard grillout is complete without Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com and order the mouthwatering Let's Go Grill Package today. Enter keyword sizzle in the search bar to save over 45%. Plus, you'll get the tasty bonus of 12 ultra-juicy Omaha Steaks burgers free.
Prepare your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Fire warning shots. Just like yesterday, we did a simple internet search of why don't police officers shoot people in the legs? They could have educated themselves, but no, they went on the air and decided to, you know, go with a police, all right? Because they don't want to educate themselves because liberals just don't know anything. And if you did put in a search engine, why don't police fire warning shots? You'd see probably 100 articles. Here's the first one that came up, and it was quite good. It's from PoliceOne.com by Doug Wiley. It will be in my newsletter today. Again, Bongino.com/newsletter to check it out. Why warning shots are a terrible idea. You could have actually read this before you went on the air and mentioned things like, why don't we just shoot the gun in the air? Why don't we just shoot it in a safe direction? We don't shoot guns in safe directions. The reason we shoot guns as police officers is because we're shooting at something that's not safe. I know that didn't occur to them. So again, if you're a liberal, you could have just simply put in a search engine instead of saying things like, why don't we just fire a warning shot? I think, what is it, Joy Behar or someone else suggested something like that along with Juan? Well, here's from the PoliceOne.com article, why we don't do warning shots. Number one, warning shots probably won't even work. See, I can see the, imagine they say this. They're talking about this police chiefs association stipulating that a warning shot will reduce the likelihood of deadly force being used. Well, I could see an officer on a witness stand now saying, yes, Your Honor, I sincerely believe that uncorking a round into that nearby brick wall would stop that armed felon in his tracks and that he would peaceably surrender to me. In my training and experience, that's what tends to happen. Huh? The most likely thing is a fleeing subject will do the following after a warning shot. Run faster! That, or they'll shoot back first. In either case, bad things are likely to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, if there is someone in the middle of a serious physical injury or deadly force scenario with you, you think they're going to stop because you try to fire a round and whiz it past their heads? Like the bullet curvers and that, what was that Angelina Jolie movie where she learns how to be like an assassin with the guy from the X-Men with the bald head? Remember that movie? We're going to curve their, that's not the real world. The author of this piece is absolutely right. You fire a warning shot, they're going to run faster, not slower. Or they're going to turn around and shoot you. Well, why don't we just fire it into the ground or up in the air? Well, from PoliceOne.com. Point number two. Any bullet leaving a muzzle poses a threat. On the matter of a warning shot not posing a substantial risk of injury or death in a dynamic, rapidly unfolding, high-stress, deadly threat situation, there's no time to survey the area and wonder, what's in my immediate area that I can shoot, which will not cause any injury? You think people do this in a life-or-death scenario? Recall, a second basic rule of firearms handling is never, ever, ever point a gun at anything you are unwilling to lose forever. So that eliminates a whole host of environmental targets. Actually, that takes away all of them. There is no safe direction. You don't point a gun at something and shoot at it that's safe. So that gives us two options, right? The ground and the sky. Well, as I said before, a shot fired directly into the ground has a high probability of sending bullet fragments in all sorts of directions, including at the cop's ankles. Juan's like, gosh, I didn't think of that. Of course you didn't. You have no experience. Dunning-Kruger. And a bullet fired into the air will eventually return to Earth, either at terminal velocity or with refiling spin intact and at a much higher rate of speed. That sounds like a bad thing, folks. But again, because you're a liberal, you get to go on the air and say things that are generally really dopey and silly. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Manhood, what is it? April 23rd, today. This is going to be, can we write this down? Key, take a note. April 23rd. It's going to be National Manhood's Back Day. Scars. Tattoos. Learn how to defend yourself. Work. Educate yourself. Take your kids to church. Manhood Day. April 23rd. National Manhood Day. I should have put a label on all these. Football. Cut myself with a razor in a supermarket like an idiot. Fatty tumors. A label on every one of them. Neck tumor. Chemo porn. We label them A through Z. Hey, folks, listen, I need one final favor before we go. Please, May 24th, my terrestrial radio show is about to begin. We are almost there, about a month away. May 24th. We will be live 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern time. please call your station, your local station, email them, tweet to them, whatever you need to do. Ask them if they're going to carry the Dan Bongino show. It's the only way. And we'll be announcing the station finder soon. We got a ton of stations jumping on board. Really appreciate it. See you all on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. CDC lifting that 11-day pause on Johnson & Johnson vaccinations following a recommendation by an expert panel. Advisors say the benefits of the COVID-19 shot outweigh a risk of blood clots. Elation marking the opening of that long-anticipated travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand.
The start of quarantine-free travel is a relief for families who have been separated by the coronavirus pandemic, as well as the struggling tourist operators. It's a tentative step toward what both countries hope will become a gradual reopening to the rest of the world. The idea of a bubble between Australia and New Zealand had been discussed for months, but faced setbacks because of several small virus outbreaks in both countries, which were eventually stamped out.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Also at townhall.com, a texting option now under consideration for the upcoming 988 suicide hotline.
Recognizing many Americans rely on texting, U.S. regulators are considering requiring phone companies allow people to text a suicide hotline. The FCC last summer voted to require a new 988 number for people to call to reach a suicide prevention hotline. Phone companies have until July of next year to implement the three-digit calling number. Once it's in place, people will be able to dial 988 to seek help, similar to how 911 is used for emergencies. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Arizona judge's order halting an audit of 2020 election results from the state's largest county will not be enforced because he required the state Democratic Party to put up a $1 million bond. But Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Christopher Curry ordered that the Republican-led state Senate and its private auditors must follow ballot secrecy. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a
bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
French authorities opening a terrorism investigation and detaining three people after one police official was stabbed to death inside a police station near Paris. Officers shot and killed the attacker at the scene early Friday.
The attack stunned the quiet residential neighborhood near the famed historic Chateau of Rambouillet and prompted renewed French government promises to fight extremism and protect police because the attacker had staked out the station ahead of time, because of statements he made during the attack, and because he targeted a police official. A French judicial official said the suspect was born in Tunisia and that witnesses heard him say, "Allahu Akbar." Keith Peters reporting.
Bloodshed overnight in Jerusalem. 44 people arrested, 20 officers wounded as Israeli security forces clashed with Palestinians first and later with Jewish protesters at an anti-Arab march. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. American Express seeing its first quarter profits rise sharply. John Scott has details.
But the company saw a significant drop in revenue as fewer customers used their credit cards and those with balances paid down debt. The company earned $2.24 billion compared with a profit of $367 million in the same period a year earlier. American Express's bottom line took a hit in the pandemic, with fewer Americans traveling, dining out, entertaining, or shopping. Revenues at American Express down 12% from a year earlier. John Scott reporting.
And more promising news on the economic front. New home sales surging 20.7% in March to just over the 1 million mark. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 227 points at 34,043. NASDAQ climbed nearly 200 for the day at 14,017. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing, so keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Years at your high school, maybe I got a wooden mallet of some kind, perhaps. Something non-lethal like that, I'm guessing. That was, of course, Joyless Reed at MSDNC. Come on. Kids have knife fights. Not get excited about it. Gotta break a few eggs. No doubt about it. They don't care. Turns out the Democrat Party is pro-stabbing. Anti-gun. Anti-handgun. Anti-lung gun. Anti-what they call assault rifle. But they're pro-stabbing. See, you know, you learn something new every day, don't you? I thought that they might be anti-stabbing, but now we learn that they're pro-stabbing. Stabbing is okay. Police shouldn't shoot to stop stabbings. It's just stabbing. Kids have knife fights. in high school, a pen knife. It was, I was in the Washington Post today. I was reading the Washington Post. Oh, happy Friday to you and welcome. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here. Absolutely toll free to our valued listeners. And, well, in the Washington Post today, they repeatedly say, she has in her hand what appears to be a knife. And what appears to be, It appears to be a knife. You know why it appears to be a knife? it may not be a knife. Maybe the Washington Post is right to raise this question. It's an important question. Is it really a knife? Well, it's possible, I guess, that it is a long, slender, pointed spoon. It could be a long, slender, pointed spoon. It'd be very difficult to eat soup or Cheerios with this particular type of spoon because of its long, slender, pointed nature. But it, the Washington Post, not so sure whether it's a knife or not. Could be a knife. Maybe it's not a knife. Knife? Not a knife. Who can say? Difficult. But that's our news media. They're wonderful. And you see, Paul Krugman, he's a Nobel laureate at the New York Times. He jumped in and he's, oh, you know, that rampaging mobs in the cities. Come on, this is the most well-behaved. It's a Black Lives Matter. He's pandering, of course, because he's a racist, and Paul Krugman. And he's pandering. He says that the Black Lives Matter, the riots have been, this has been the most well-behaved protest movement that the world has ever seen, apparently, according to Paul Krugman, a Nobel laureate at the New York Times. He's a very silly man, a very strange man. He wears a trench coat and he rides the subways in New York late at night by himself all over the city doing puzzles in magazines and papers and things. He's a very strange little man. He's a troll. He lives under a bridge when he's not traveling by a subway train late at night in New York. Very peculiar man. He looks kind of like a Keebler elf, a little bit like a kid, but an evil and malevolent Keebler elf. So he's an odd man, but he's got a funny thing there. And the left was having another peaceful attack in New York City on the police last night, just last night, because they're very upset about something. It's not clear what, doesn't really matter. But they were vandalizing a monument there to the USS Maine. Remember the Maine, and they threw red paint all over it and spray painted it, and you know, they travel with paint, cans of paint, spray paint, and liquid paint, you know, just cans of I understand spray paint's in a can too, but they have other like gallon buckets of paint, and they threw red paint all over, and then they attacked the police violently. The mob of Democrats is, I believe, that the way that they're described. Is Democrats, violent criminal Democrats, formed another mob and attacked the police yet again in New York City. They're fond of doing that. I don't know if you've been watching this, but they're very fond, the Democrats, of violently attacking the police, forming mobs and attacking the police violently. It's okay, though, because the New York Times and the rest of the media tell us, they assure us, that not only is it mostly peaceful. What was it yesterday, Michael? It was overwhelmingly peaceful. Night before last was overwhelmingly peaceful, which still means violent. You know, I've been pointing this out for some time now. When you say no justice, no peace, that's a direct threat of violence. And they've been saying that for some time now, and then they proved that they really meant it, that they're violent. And mostly peaceful means partly violent. It's kind of like mostly cloudy. You know, in the weather reports, when they say mostly cloudy, still you're going to get a certain amount of sunshine. And when you have mostly peaceful, you're going to get a certain amount of violence. And people are going to get killed. But they, you know, never mind the dozens killed, the thousands injured, the billions in property damage, the thousands of businesses sacked, looted, destroyed, burned, all that stuff. At the New York Times, with little Paul Krugman, apparently it's a thing. Speaking of which, it's mostly peaceful. And it's today is mostly sunny, so but there might be some clouds. There still might be some clouds here in our nation's capital. Also, you see Lunch Bucket Joe yesterday. He's the president of the United States with an asterisk, amazingly, and his brain does not work as designed, not even close. But he was having a little powwow. It was a virtual. People keep calling the climate summit and who attended, like people attended. It was a Zoom call. It was a big Zoom call. We just call it a Zoom call, right? Because it could be blue jeans or whatever kind of thing you use, but they're all, it's like Xerox, you know, Zoom. They're called Xerox because I think Zoom was first to make a splash with this sort of thing. So we call them Zoom calls, and there was Joe Biden talking about the weather. The weather's kooky, isn't it? And then he checked his watch, and he said, think we can change it? Yeah, I don't know, but we can ruin the economy. So the Democrats, they got big plans in mind. And here's one of the things that they want, Joe Biden. And first of all, they had these leaders from all over the world on the Zoom call from communist China, where the communists live, and the city of Wuhan is, where the virus came from, and all this stuff. Was it from the wet market or from the laboratory? We still don't know. We still, because they lied about it and they covered it up. And then the World Health Organization lied about it and covered it up too. But I digress. Joe Biden is there on this Zoom call, and they got, it's like the Brady Bunch, but with 100 family members in the Brady Bunch. And they got all these little boxes, and you know, here's the story of a man named Brady, and Joe Biden. He's Mr. Brady, I think, and in a lot of ways. And the Joe Biden is the only one wearing a face mask. He's the only one wearing a face mask. And you see, Nancy Pelosi yesterday was wearing a face mask too, with statehood, D.C. statehood on there. And I think the Republicans need to start introducing this now, that if D.C. gets statehood, then Alabama splits into two states, North Alabama and South Alabama, like North Dakota, South Dakota, North Carolina, South Carolina. And then Mississippi splits into two states, West Mississippi and just plain Mississippi, like Virginia and West Virginia. See, and then Republicans get four more senators in perpetuity, just like the Democrats are trying to steal. And then they call everybody racist if you're not for D.C. statehood. I've lived in D.C. for 30 years. And I don't live in Maryland. I don't live in Virginia. I live in D.C., and I've always lived in D.C. And you know, we don't deserve statehood. We shouldn't have statehood. On our license plate, it says taxation without representation. It said that for like 40 years. You know, figure it out. It's a federal district, see? And with good reason, because we have a federal district, because we don't want to have two super senators that control the nation's capital and a super governor that controls the nation's capital and always be left-wing lunatics, radicals like the Reverend Al Sharpton. People like that, he'd move here and become a senator, and you know, and then he'd be the biggest charlatan in the land, and he'd be in the Senate. It'd be remarkable stuff. Yeah, but Lunch Bucket Joe and the weather people, the climate people, they had this big meeting talk about the weather. And Joe was the only one wearing a mask. These people from all over the world, have you seen this thing? And everybody's sitting there talking because they know, you know, they're in a room by themselves. They're presidents of countries and stuff. And everybody's okay. Don't worry about it. Nobody's wearing a mask except Joe. And part of it is, I think, to muffle what he says. So he sounds like one of the parents in Charlie Brown, just in case, well, you know, he's pretty much guaranteed. He says something crazy or stupid, and then they could say, well, you know, it was the mask. You didn't hear him right. He had an airplane engine revving behind him, even though he's inside the White House. It's an amazing time to be alive, but there's Lunch Bucket Joe. And speaking of the Reverend Al Sharpton, he was at the funeral yesterday for Dante Wright in Minneapolis. It was Minneapolis, right? It's hard to keep track sometimes. Which ones, because, you know, there are hundreds of police shootings, fatal police shootings every year. But only a few are important to the Democrat Party and the media. But I repeat myself, and they seize on them to polarize the country along lines of race and class and gender, but usually just race in this one. And the Reverend Al, he was out there, he's saying that Dante Wright is a prince. He's a prince, the prince of Brooklyn Center. I think he was lifting that from that old Will Smith TV show, right, The Prince of Bel-Air. Isn't that where I was coming from? He's the Prince of Brooklyn Center. There is no royal family, technically, in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. But there was the Reverend Al at the, and it turned into something of a political rally. You know, you remember, they do this all the time at funerals, the Democrats. They turn them into cheering, fundraising, political rallies. They have a long history of doing this, of course. Senators and martyrs, they have lots of martyrs they do. And he's the prince of, and I went looking up some of Dante Wright's crimes, and there were more than I was aware of. There was the holding the woman hostage at gunpoint and choking her in her own home, trying to steal the $820 in rent money that she had just been handed by her tenant, stuffed into her bra, and they were trying to rob her. Turns out, apparently, there was another gun charge where he fled the police and then he didn't show up in court. But he's the prince. He's the prince. The you know, the martyrs are always, always good, good stuff. And then it turned into a political rally. You know, it's pretty awful thing. Man. It's an amazing time. It certainly is. And LeBron, take a little, and President Trump weighed in on LeBron James because LeBron James decided to jump in on, you know, on all things political. And we found out more also about the, shooting of the, 16-year-old girl, by the police, you know, who was lunging at another girl with a knife. And we've got more detail on that. Turns out there was a fight over cleaning up the house and making the bed. So naturally, you know, somebody's got to get killed because, and also the hero of the story, poor, you know, tragic story of the 16-year-old girl who was shot and killed by the police the other day, a foster child in foster care. Nice neighborhood. It looked like, you know, nicer than any place I've ever lived. Well, at least since I was a little child. It was a fight over with kind of other foster children who had been in the house earlier and came by and said, you know, well, the house is a wreck, it's a mess, the bed is unmade, and then things got ugly and the police got called, and it turns out if you look, the girl that was shot actually attacked and assaulted another girl and threw her, like body slammed her to the sidewalk and was pummeling her. And the police officer is trying to break it up, and that's when she jumped up and lunged at the other girl with a knife, or with what the Washington Post says looked like a knife, appeared to be a knife, might have been a knife. It was a knife. That's why, you know, that's why it appeared to be a knife, because it was a knife. Or a long, slender, pointed spoon. Possibly, you know, that Washington Post, they like to manipulate language, and the left, people on the left, like the Washington Post, they like to play with language, like packing the court is not packing the court, and that, you know, infrastructure is anything you want it to be, and they like to change the meaning of stuff, and don't use the word crisis at the border, like the Associated Press. Now you see Politico also instructing their fake reporters to not use the word crisis, because the White House tells them what to say and what not to say, what words to use and what words not to use. It's good to be a Democrat. Yeah, and they're, Nancy Pelosi, I think she tapped, she's wearing this, DC statehood mask, a face mask, and she pointed, it's got a little DC statehood 51 with a shape of the District of Columbia. And she tapped her face and said, I think she said, I'm wearing this hat. I think she said, that's why I'm wearing this hat. It's like, she thinks it's a hat. Their brains are broken. They're very seriously broken brains, a lot of broken brains. And they're in charge. That's the big problem, really, is that while their brains are broken, they're also in charge. There are always going to be people with broken brains, but you try not to put them in charge. That's one of the things I've found, anyway. It works better if you don't do that. Left-wing Democrat elitists out in the Hamptons on Long Island having a big fight with the Shinnecock tribe. Can I say that on the radio? With the Shinnecock tribe, they're having a fight because the Shinnecock want to open a casino out there, you know? So they're rolling into cash, get a casino out there, got all these rich people around there. Their big houses, and there's a big fight. They're eating each other alive out there. The Indian tribe, the Shinnecock, and the Democrats with their mansions in the Hamptons. I think that what's his name, Chris Cuomo. His father was the governor. His brother's the governor. He doesn't know what's in the First Amendment. He went to law school. He's a lawyer, and he's got a place. He's got a fancy place out there. He's several fancy places. He's a TV anchor. You know how it is there. I wonder how he feels. Somebody should ask him how he feels about the casino. Because, you know, if you're not in favor of the Shinnecock opening a casino, I think you're probably racist. That's about all there is to that. Got to be a racist. The Major League Baseball has got their handing out surveys to fans. And now they're asking what your political affiliation is. They're trying to take a survey, see if they're doing the right thing. Maybe Republicans were never baseball fans in the first place, and it won't matter. Good stuff. And, Mark Halperin's got a job. Remember, Gropey liked to rub himself, grind himself against people. He's like a male twerker / NBC journalist, ABC journalist. Liked to rub himself on the young women. Oh, so you'd like to cover politics, huh? Well, he's got a new job, and some people are not very happy about that. And Kevin Spacey, we got more groping. A lot of Democrats grope people. It goes on a lot. A lot. Kevin Spacey, the actor, he used to be an actor. He's update on him. And you remember Kimberly Klasick? She was running for the Congress in Baltimore, had wonderful commercials. She lost the race, sadly, to Kwasi Mfume. But she weighed in on the stabbing police shooting thing as well. She does not have the same perspective as LeBron James. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Let's face it, taking trips to the post office is probably not the way you want to be spending your time right now. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online with Stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anywhere, anytime, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay a lot less with their discounted rates. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. With Stamps.com, you get discounts of up to 40% off post office rates, up to 62% off UPS rates, not to mention Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stop wasting time and money going to the post office. Go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code PLANT, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone in the top of the homepage, type in PLANT. That's Stamps.com, promo code PLANT. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
According to the National Institutes of Health, 30% of hospital admissions in older adults are drug-related, like taking meds at the wrong time. Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 90 days worth of up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days and get free contactless delivery. Just call 800-420-7550. That's 800-420-7550. 800-420-7550. Hero. Medication managed.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Why don't we go to a telephone call, Michael? Let's go to John calling from La Plata, Maryland. John, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, John.
Hey, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning to
you.
You
know, it's like the thing is, what's that?
Good morning to you.
The media. Hey, good morning. Hey, the media looks at these kind of crime, this type of crime, kind of the same way they look at Planned Parenthood exterminating them like cockroaches. I mean, it's no big deal. But if a police officer shows up, then it's a big deal.
Well, I mean, honestly, if there had been no police there and this young woman had stabbed the other young woman and killed her, it would be a small blurb in the local Columbus news. Well, in Columbus, it might be more newsworthy there. In Washington, D.C., this sort of thing happens, and if it even makes it into the Washington Post, it's in the metro section. I mean, if, you know, somebody is killed in a stabbing incident or in a shooting incident, and it's not like the son of a white Washington Post person, that'd be big news. If it were in Georgetown, it would be big news. But really, in most of the city, this sort of thing happens quite regularly, I'm sorry to report. And if it makes it into what they call the digest in the Washington Post, where you have little two paragraph items on various stories that they really don't want to cover, then it would be no big deal. Now, that is sadly the norm in the United States of America, is that, crime, murder. I was talking about these stats yesterday, and they should be alarming stats. They don't seem to be alarming anybody on the left, but more than 8,600 African Americans died of murder last year. And 18 unarmed African Americans were shot to death by the police, and 24 Caucasians.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Thank you.
Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. During Prohibition and in the 1920s, Costella was the place to go in the Upper Sacramento River Canyon. People flocked there because it was a beautiful, out-of-the-way place where alcohol flowed like water. Illegal stills had popped up throughout Shasta County, especially in the canyon area, with Costella becoming the center for the illegal stills. For the next 10 years, and almost every creek, spring, and water ditch became a home to a still. When Prohibition ended in 1933, things at Costella quieted down. Gone are the days of the all-night parties and all-night drinking. Also gone are all of the businesses in the old town site. Today, it is a quiet and sleepy little community. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group, your primary care is our primary concern.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
I was, yesterday I was talking about police shootings and broke down a lot of numbers for you and with you, and very informative, very educational. If people are capable of learning, some people are capable of learning, some people aren't interested in learning any of this stuff, but last year, 2020, it was a big year, 1,021 people shot to death by the police in the United States of America, 457 of those Caucasian, 243 African American, and Michael and Victor and I were talking about rioting. But then we decided to go get a cold beer instead because, we got a life to live and all that stuff. And we know that the police out there are doing their job. And when you're, people are robbing people. People have guns. People are holding hostages. People are engaged in all kinds of felony activity. And you shouldn't do that. You see, that should be frowned upon. It's the crime thing is bad. Remember when crime was bad and the criminals were the bad guys. Rolling Stones, Sympathy for the Devil. The Democrats have realized the lyrics from Sympathy for the Devil, just as every cop is a criminal and all the sinners saints. And honestly, they do make saints out of the sinners, and they do make criminals out of the cops, don't they? While the cops are the thin blue line. And honestly, what's a cop to do? And now we know that stabbing is okay. So you guys, you need to speak up. If we had known this before, then everything might be different now. Stabbing is all right, the Democrat Party says, when teenage girls are stabbing teenage girls. Michael Piercy and I, Michael and Victor and I, were talking just during the break here. I grew up one of six brothers, okay, that means there's me plus my five brothers. Three older brothers, two younger brothers. And we're an Irish Catholic family, and you know, and Basque, and the four older of us anyway. And it's complicated. And then you know, we would there was a certain amount of violence in our household with six boys. There was, and we had Michael said, you know, you undoubtedly had knife fights in your front yard growing up, being six boys in the household. And I said, well, we did have brawls in the front yard, and one time we even had two softball teams in our front yard. And the softball game had ended about an hour earlier, and it was, the field was a couple miles away. And two softball teams, cars full of guys dressed in, you know, baseball uniforms. It was like the Warriors, you know, the movie Warriors, and except they weren't on roller skates. But everybody, this brawl in our front yard, and I think my mother came out and said, you stop roughhousing. Stop horsing around. And people were, you know, there were a couple of baseball bats there were, and there was, some people got black eyes and things like that. A whole lot of people brawling. The police came. Once again, you know, they used to call my mother Barb, the police, because, you know, we'll talk about that some other time. But brawls in the front yard, there were no stabbings, though, because they were frowned upon. That's attempted murder, or murder, even. And what we were watching on this police body cam video, and if you watch, you see the guy from across the street, a neighbor from across the street, has one of those, a lot of people have cameras, doorbell cams and garage cams and things like this. It looks like he had a garage cam. And from a distance from across the street and one house over, it looked like he captured the whole thing. His camera captured the whole thing. And I think the same guy had a comment, the news media, and I've got some audio for you. I'll play it in a little bit. But the video shows that the young woman that was shot, Michaela Bryant, she attacked. They're screaming match. Police car arrives, and that's when apparently things really got violent, when the police arrived. Like Smile, you're on police camera, and the Michaela, if you watch the video closely, Michaela's there with some guy. Looks to be a grown man. Maybe he's a big teenager. But Michaela attacks some other young female person and body slams her to the ground and bends over and is pummeling her, but quickly spins, very deftly spins, gets up, and with a big knife in her hand, or the Washington Post says what appears to be a knife, and it appears to be a knife because it's a knife. That's why it has the appearance of a knife. I'll tell you about this yesterday. There was something in the driveway that appeared to be an automobile. And the reason that it appeared to be an automobile is because it was an automobile. It's easily identified as such, just as the knife is easily identified as a knife. And Michaela's plunging at this other girl. First, she throws body slams this girl to the ground. She's pummeling her very violently. It's a very violent scene here. And she spins and lunges the other girl with a knife, while the young man, hard to say what his age is, comes up and is kicking, trying to kick a field goal with this other girl's head, the girl that has been body slammed to the ground by Michaela. Very violent scene, very violent indeed. And the news media, like Joy Reid, and then you got, you know, LeBron James and Steph, they, I guess they endorse this sort of behavior. This is considered to be normal behavior. But it's not, you see. It's not. It is, it's anything but normal behavior. It's violent, criminal, murderous behavior. It's assault with a deadly weapon. It is shoot, don't shoot. In the police training, they have these shoot, don't shoot training exercises. This is shoot, right? This is the shoot part of shoot, don't shoot. When somebody with a big knife is plunging at somebody else about to murder them, it's the job of the police to prevent that, see? That's why we pay them. We can't all, like LeBron James and you know, and Joy Reid, we can't all afford private security, and AOC and Maxine Waters, you know, getting private security. So what we do, you see, as citizens, we come together, we pay taxes. That's a form of pooling our money. And then as a group, as a collective of sorts, we fund police departments. And then when bad things happen because we don't have private security, we call the police. We call 911, and then the police come and hopefully save the day. And a couple of days ago, this police officer showed up, and it looks like prevented this young woman from being murdered, which is the role of the police in society, in any society. Been that way for a long, long time. You know, in a civilized, let me clarify, in a civilized society, in civil society, that's how that works. but sometimes it gets complicated. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. We're at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Kent, calling from Rome, Georgia. Kent, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm good, Kent.
I was just wondering, based on what the people on the left have said about this shooting in Columbus, Ohio, if they feel like, they feel now that it would be all right if someone were to stab them or members of their family or their friends, because stabbing seems to be okay.
Stabbing is the green light to stabbing. So here's the funny thing about them, though, Kent. Tomorrow they'll take exactly the opposite position, or even later today they'll take the opposite position of the position that they took yesterday, because they're nothing if not hypocrites. And, as I like to say, were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. In fact, we have coffee mugs and things that that say that. Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. And
I have an idea for your store, Chris. I sent it in an email to you, but I don't know if you got it. I think you should have a shirt that says, "I am not a white supremacist. I'm a right supremacist."
Uh-oh.
As in right versus left, sure. Right versus wrong, but I repeat myself.
But I repeat myself. Honestly, the manipulation of language, the abuses of language, and the what is packing the Supreme Court, what is that, they change the meanings of words. What is infrastructure, and they just then tell you to believe it. It's the term gaslighting is in vogue these days, and part of it is gaslighting. They tell you, look at the video, and they say, well, it might be a knife. No, it is a knife. Well, she might be stabbed. No, she is stabbing the girl. Well, he might have, had time to run over and wrestle her to the ground or do karate or tase her or something like that. And no. And everybody can see that in the video. But then you get people to pretend to be journalists that just say the craziest things. Kent, the thing is, if a police officer were to stab somebody tomorrow, which seems unlikely, they'd be against stabbing. Their morals, their ethics are very fungible. They're malleable. They are situational, their ethics and their morals. And when it comes to Makia Bryant, she is the martyr and the victim. You watch the video, you see she's attacking first one woman, the body slamming to the ground, assaulting her. And then nobody talks about this man that runs in and is kicking, just like field goal style kicks, kicking this woman's head and then stomping on her head like he's trying to put out a stack of $100 bills that's on fire. And that seems to be okay. Joy Behar, Kent, thanks very much for the call. Joy Behar said, well, she's got ideas of her own. Should just shoot in the air, something like that. We've also got the Reverend Al Charlatan for you today from the funeral yesterday for Daunte Wright. And in the meantime, in between time, how many people have died of homicide in the United States since, in cases that just go completely unnoticed? Because they don't serve the political goals of the Democrat Party. Let's go, Michael, to Simonio. Let's go to, where do you want to go? Number three? You like number three? From Brittany Cooper. This is on the television with Joy Reid, MSDNC, and she had a guest on by the name of Brittany Mooper. Brittany Cooper, who is, not Mooper, but Brittany Cooper, who is, a left-wing activist and a radical. And she's on with her friend Joyless Reid, talking about the why the cops are so bad and black people, and again, more white people are killed by the cops by a long shot every year. More unarmed white people are killed by the cops every year, and more black people are being murdered every year. The numbers are astonishing, and yet nobody really speaks up about that. Why is that? It's kind of peculiar. Here's Brittany Cooper and Joyless Reid.
The argument for our movements has never been that black people have to be perfect in order for them to deserve dignity, for us to have good policing,
dignity,
for us to
policing.
Be viewed with humanity, for cops to take a breath before they literally get out of the car, guns blazing.
Yeah, well, then you'd have a dead teenage girl. The one in the pink jumpsuit, jogging suit, would be dead. She'd be stabbed to death. if the cop had taken a breath. Now, let's watch the video. How long does it take for the hand to go from here? I'm holding my hand up with a pen in it like this. And, you know, it looks like a pen. It looks like a pen. You know why? Because it's a pen. That's why it looks like a pen. And lunging the knife at the girl in pink's throat. And if the police officer had, then these same people would be excoriating the police for sitting in the car while this poor innocent girl was stabbed to death by a ruthless murderer. Because you can't win for losing with these people. Here is Brittany Cooper and Joyless Reed.
No black person is really truly going to be safe if we cannot be having a bad day, if we cannot defend ourselves when we think we are going to get jumped, if
defend
we call
yourself,
the cops
get
and they
jumped.
Can't show up and tell who the victim is and who the perpetrators are, and they can't use their training to adjudicate regular old everyday community conflict.
Regular old lunging knife 1 foot away from the neck. About a second later, I think the girl would be spurting blood from her trachea because she would have just been stabbed. And what is it? You got to be perfect. You know, let me just say that, body slamming the girl to the ground, stomping on her head, lunging at the girl next to her with a knife clutched in your fist is somewhere this side of perfect. You know, that is, that doesn't fall into the category of perfect when it comes to behavior. So they lie, you see, Brittany Cooper lies. And either that or she hasn't seen the video, which is possible too, because they do, you know, blow stuff out of their blowholes without actually knowing what they're talking about a great deal of the time. And you're not allowed to defend yourself? Who was defending herself? The one that was shot while lunging at somebody with a knife? Is that what's going on? Brittany Cooper and Joyless Reed.
I have watched folks across the political spectrum really defend this and say, and empathize with the officer, say that he didn't have any other set of choices. Are we training police to do if they are
stop
not
murder?
Actually showing up on the scene and making the situation better for all involved? If you can't figure out how to de-escalate a 16-year-old, even with a kitchen knife, when you've got a gun and you're a grown man, you shouldn't be a cop.
Right. So now the girl in pink is dead now, because scenario number two, you know, in movies they have like this slip thing where you go, it's like, this reminds me of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Let's not get all caught up in who killed who, you know, and then Joyless Reed, she jumped in too.
Can you just walk us through how police should act in a case like this? I remember fights in even high school. Or even younger than that, where a kid brought a penknife or something to school, and
right.
Teachers were able to defuse that. They didn't have guns.
Right, that's right. They didn't have guns. How many kids got killed at your school? I'm guessing hundreds, based on the description here. Because the teachers were able to, a penknife. Well, this wasn't a penknife. This wasn't a situation that could be adjudicated casually by social workers. She was actively lunging at a woman that was about a foot from her, and the knife was en route at a high rate of speed with a big, sturdy arm lunging the knife after she had just body slammed and then physically attacked another girl on the ground. And so you have, you know, it's like, here we go. This black life matters. That black life doesn't matter. There you go. That's where we are. That's the Democrat Party today. But we learned a lot this week about them. Now we know. Now we know that this is okay and that's not. And, you know, what can you do but mock it and ridicule it? What can you do but make fun of it? It's, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald was firing at John F. Kennedy, and somebody should have taken the elevator up to the 6th floor and talked to him about his issues with fair play for Cuba and seen if they could talk him off the ledge. It would have been better than, what happened. I'm telling you, they're ridiculous people. They're anti-police. They're anti-rational. We live in a post-rational, post-fact era. And the news media is all about that. They honestly are. More violence last night in New York City against the police. Democrat mob attacking the police because they're angry about something. And we've got lots of great audio and great stories for you. And not all of it has to do with this madness either. A lot of other stuff. We got the weather. Joe Biden and the weather. He met with leaders from around the world, and he never even left the White House. They're excited. Very exciting. The news media discovered Zoom last night, I think. Great stuff coming up. We got COVID and gropers, famous gropers, and some other fun stuff as well.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
Doug. Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses!
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458, 800-481-1458, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
The next generation of auto detailing is here. 303 Graphene Nano Spray Coating. Simplicity meets a new level of performance. Get a year of protection from a powerful graphene oxide formula. A formula that sends water flying off paint, wheels, and trim. Go beyond wax, beyond ceramic. Be part of the future of exterior protection with Graphene Nano Spray Coating from 303. For more information, head to 303radio.com.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Until people come before profit. Until all energy is clean. Until the wild is truly free. Earth Justice will never rest. Earth Justice is a national legal nonprofit defending the planet and its people for nearly 50 years. Earth Justice has 150 full-time lawyers fighting in court for our planet's future and representing all clients free of charge. No one fights more cases on the environment than Earth Justice. And we win, because these are fights we cannot lose. Until justice stands for all, Earth Justice will never rest. If you share our restless spirit and want to commit to fighting for a just and equitable future for everyone, go to earthjustice.org/neverrest. Earth Justice, because the Earth needs a good lawyer.
All right. Yeah, Mark Halperin, gropey McGropeface, a lot of Democrat gropers. Where in the world is Matt Lauer? And please note that Andrew Cuomo, Governor Baby.Cuomo, he's still waking up in the governor's mansion or someplace as the governor because, you know, all that talk about him resigning and being forced out of office, that was all just BS, that pound me too stuff and believe the women stuff. That was all just for Republicans. That's all a lie. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to James calling from Herndon, Virginia. James, you're on the Chris Plant Show. James?
I'm Maurice.
Oh, you're Maurice. Oh, okay. Well, you're not James at all. You're Maurice. Maurice, you should go ahead.
I'm Maurice calling from Virginia, and I just wanted to tell you that I got the second Moderna shot.
Uh-huh.
The first one I had no problems with whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But the second one, I was sick as a dog for like 3 days.
Really?
And I called them up. Yeah. No fever, but muscle aches, like I had the flu. So, you know, that's just a fact, Jack, as you always say.
That's a fact, Jack. Well, it's funny because I'm getting my second Moderna shot day after tomorrow on Sunday. So I have been forewarned. You see, in Chicago, I told the story yesterday what a bunch of people got the first Pfizer shot. They went in for their second Pfizer shot, and they gave them the Moderna shot or vice versa, one or the other. It's like the Arnold Palmer cocktail of vaccines. Of vaccinations. So you got the second one, knocked you on your butt for 3 days, you said. Is that what you said? No fever, but achy and sore? And
just real soreness, muscle aches, joint aches. You know, I called them up and they said that, well, it doesn't happen to most people, but we've heard that. So
I know we've heard that.
Should be aware that they might have. After the second shot, the first one, no deal. Well, apparently you had the first one, right?
I did, yeah, almost a month ago.
You know, look out, but apparently most people don't have any second shot problems, but they do. The other thing I wanted to tell you is
I'm afraid I've run out of time on you now, but thank you for the warning. I appreciate it.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.